Just how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity burp. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you. Stop on the run. Stop on the run.
Go F yourself, douchebag.
It's the Don and Mike Show, but they'll say what they mean.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
No, not again.
Mike,
God,
we need everybody we can get on our side right now.
I don't want to see them. Get them out of here. God damn it. Look a fine journey.
Join the Don and Mike Army.
Please, please.
Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. R. Botron, and all the ships at sea. After a busy night of consoling the widow's need.
Yeah.
We're very sorry. Here they are on the happy spot on your dial, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hi, and thanks for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Friday, May 24th. Friday. Phone numbers from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. DC, WJFK 202-432-1067.
All right.
And New York, WNEW. Where we're still on.
Yeah, we're still on.
No ass.
Contrary to
holy ass.
Popular belief.
Holy ass, we're still on. 877-692-1027. Let me take a moment and make sure the configuration is correct to say hi to Buzz. Yeah, Buzz, I got
Buzz.
The button.
Your microphone's turned on. Do you have to hit
it? I got the button in the right spot here, Buzz. Right here. Look at.
Ow!
That's not Buzz. That's not Buzz.
Warning.
That someone has to figure out Buzz's microphone.
Warning. Let me, warning, Will Robinson.
Let me check on the other side here and make sure that Leah Remini, TV's Leah Remini, is set up. Are you there, darling?
Hello.
There she is. Hello? All the way from California.
Good morning.
The lovely...
Good morning to you, sir.
The lovely Leah Remini. Buzz, we get your microphone yet? No, we still don't have Buzz's microphone.
Oh, I got it. Sorry about
there
that.
There you go.
Yeah, sure.
There it is.
There we go.
Oh, hi, Buzz. Hi.
Oh, man, I tell you, the blood is coursing through my veins today.
Really?
Yeah, it's been a while. It's actually been quite a long time.
Can't imagine why.
Listen.
Leah Remini is right over here.
There
she is.
Well. This is the good part.
Oh, the bitch is back? All right, yes. Hold on. It's coming right up.
It's hard to do.
Hold on. The song's pretty effing great. I almost said the F word. Hold on a second. All right, are you ready, Leah? Here we go. Leah Remini mix right now. Here we go.
I'm a bitch, I'm a bitch, I'm a bitch.
Leah!
Los Angeles delay, too. This is.
There she is, Leah Remedy. We love her. Isn't she marvelous?
Isn't she marvelous?
Yeah.
Right here.
Little Leah Remedy right here.
Gorgie.
She's a gorgie.
Leah Remedy is right over here.
All right, now we're going to start the show very briefly. before we get to the
we're in another war, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, except these times, I want to just say something to Greg and Acme. You guys, you don't know what a radio war is. You two, no talent hacks. Yesterday. You know, and I know a lot of people in the markets that we broadcast who have no idea who Opie and Anthony are.
Yeah, and Leah might not know that yesterday I only heard the first two breaks, but apparently they spent 4 hours of their show talking about our show and running us down, talking bad about you, talking about me, talking about Leah.
Talking about my wife.
What?
You know, they were dissing everybody.
Yeah, real brave, real brave. Mm-hmm. Here's the
deal.
Do
we have any tape of that?
Well, now, let me just... Leah will get you all the tape you need. Let me just say that these guys have been a pain in the ass. And as I told everybody yesterday, on more than one occasion, we have said, let's just extend the olive branch and work together.
It has truly been very difficult towing the company line here in Washington, D.C., when I have not come across anybody in my social circle or anybody that I know, any acquaintance, that doesn't say they suck.
Now, let me just go through a brief synopsis of a recall, if you will, of yesterday.
Okay.
When we've been in New York and we've argued with them, we have asked them to come into our studio to be a part of the show. Yes. They have refused.
Yes, they have.
Because they are pussies.
Yeah, they're total pussies, and that's why they have refused. That's why they haven't done it.
Yesterday, when they started their show, I called in because I am not a pussy.
Right.
They, as you will hear when I play the tape, so everyone can hear exactly what happened.
Good.
They hung up on me whenever I would say something that spoke of the truth, like their crappy ratings in D.C., or the fact that they are not the golden boys of Infinity Broadcasting, or that they did not replace us at WJFK.
Anytime, all the things they said yesterday, that's what pissed me off the most. What you called in to do, anytime you question their spin, their little skewed interpretation of everything that has to do with their show, anytime you called in to do that, they'd hang up on you. And then they turned it into a bit where they were giggling nervously.
And they would hit the dump button. Mm-hmm. You know, this also not known to you, the radio consumer.
What I liked is that you were, you know, you kept doing it. You knew what they were doing. It's not like they were playing some game where you weren't, you know, bright enough to realize you were going to be hung up on. But a couple of times you got your point in there, and it was wonderful. And then a few callers recognized the fact that they
were...
Now,
this was on the air?
This was on the air yesterday.
So it's 3 o'clock yesterday. Oh, and, you know, I've got so many things to say to Greg and Acme today. First, I've got to get myself a Greg Hughes dictionary so I understand double speak. Because to me, the thought that you parade in the trades and parade to your listeners that you are the chosen show for Infinity Broadcasting and that you are cleared in all the major markets and that you're a major success, that apparently, that is the equal of saying that you're kicking ass in Washington, D.C. when you're in 14th place in the ratings.
Right.
Let me just start by saying, first... We have been
my dog's fighting. I'm sorry, you guys.
I hear your dogs, Lee. I hear your dogs there. It's fascinating.
First, this is very important just for the people in Washington, D.C. These guys suck ass so bad, we have been asked to move our show back to the afternoon spot. Mm-hmm. Are you laughing at the dogs?
I'm laughing at Leah's dog. Kind of appropriate.
Leah, I'm going to have to... Well, no, never mind. I'll leave the microphone open. That's the first bit of news.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's you know, of all the things they said, that's what pissed me off the most yesterday, when they were completely and totally misrepresenting how they got their afternoon slot here in Washington.
We took your time slot because we're the guys that Infinity won.
I heard that.
Really?
You know, if that's the truth, let's get, you know, seriously, get Ken Stevens on the line on your show. You know, Greg and Acme, get him on the show and actually have him make that statement that you were... That's not how it happened.
No,
it's not. Absolutely not.
As a matter of fact, they suck so bad on WJFK that we've been asked
to go back to afternoon drive. And they would put Greg and Acme on radio station WHFS in Washington.
Absolutely.
And we are just a nun's pubic hair away from doing it. Just to kick their ass in D.C. Dumb a-holes.
So, I mean, when it really, it's amazing when we are presented with the fact, and if anybody really wants to know how this works in this radio game, it's not about how heavy you are. It's not about, you know, who's the company guy, who the company has chosen. It's about when your contract comes up. And when your contract comes up, that's when you're able to negotiate situations. And prior to them negotiating with Opie and Anthony, they said to us, would you guys be willing, if we gave you a live clear in New York and a live clear in Philadelphia, to do middays? We said, we will move out of afternoon drive to get on live in New York and in Philadelphia. Right. That is the trade-off. That is exactly what happened. If we had chosen to stay in afternoon drive, we would have been on live in Washington, D.C. We would have still been tape delayed on WNEW in New York, and perhaps we would have been tape delayed in Philadelphia.
Now, let's look at the first part before we get to me calling their show.
And that is the truth, and I want to make damn sure that everybody knows the truth.
I want to play you a tape here, because part of their incredible spin, and these guys, I will give them credit, they lie to their audience, they're lemmings of 12-year-olds hiding behind their computers, they lie to these young boys without pubic hair, and God bless them, those robots, they believe it. They believe it. They say, oh, our ratings are more gooder. We signed a $30 million deal with Infinity Broadcasting that clears us in all of the major markets. We are the chosen show for afternoon drive, Don and Mike. You are not. We took your spot. Let's look at the top 20 markets in America.
I'd like to know what are the top 20 markets that they're on.
Let's see how Infinity Broadcasting, because part of their whole thing was that Infinity is not behind this show.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That Infinity is backing their show because they're the winners.
Right.
Let's see how Infinity has backed you guys in this fantastic contract that from all of the press releases that you put out, because they busted our balls about putting out a press release about Leah.
Yeah, I mean, I got news for you. Every radio show puts out their own press releases. Who the hell else is going to do it? Exactly. If you work for Infinity Broadcasting, it's not a huge PR machine.
No.
We're putting it out because we want the world to know that Leah's on the show. And she's fantastic on the show.
And keep in mind, they had this deal nine months ago. 9 months ago, the company announced, we've signed Opie and Anthony, and they're going to be on in all major markets. Well, let's see how much respect the company, how much confidence the company, Infinity Broadcasting, has in Opie and Anthony in the top 20 ranked markets.
I would assume they're in, what, 15 out of 20?
Let's count, Mike.
All right, let's do that.
Market
news. All right.
Number one.
Hey,
New York.
Me.
New York. Well, obviously they're on in New York, but you know what? So are we.
Yes.
Now, our stay may be short, but, hey, ain't nobody fired me today.
And, you know, and another thing that is very clear, we have all along talked about our crappy ratings in New York.
Now,
and we are disappointed, absolutely. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, we've talked about it. We don't hide. We don't hide behind anything.
Market number two, Los Angeles.
Very good. Are they on?
No, they're not. They're not on. Infinity doesn't believe in their show enough to put them on in Los Angeles.
All right.
Market number three, Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a yes and no, because that's tape delayed at night. And
okay,
we all know that when we were tape delayed on WNEW, that's not a sign that the company really believes in you.
Absolutely. Being tape delayed sucks.
Number four, San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes. And as a matter of fact, they're on the same station as we are.
Oh, you mean we're on in San Francisco and they are?
Yes.
Oh.
Market number five, Dallas. We are not on in Dallas.
No, we're not.
They are on in Dallas.
Okay.
Tape delayed.
They are.
At 10 p.m. at night.
All right, 10 p.m.
So once again, keeping in mind that when we were tape delayed on WNEW, according to them, that was the sign of losing.
Mm-hmm, that's what they said.
Again, I would have to say, I know Infinity Broadcasting owns an S-load of stations in Chicago and Dallas,
mm-hmm,
and if they really believed in this show, the Opie and Anthony show, the Greg and Acme show,
Acme,
they would get live
Features,
but instead they're relegated to late night.
Right.
So I guess as you're leaving a White Sox game, or a Cubs game,
mm-hmm.
you could turn on the radio and you might be able to hear them.
Very good.
If they weren't being preempted.
Okay.
Market number six, Philadelphia. Well.
Oh, wait, hold on. Leah's dogs are fighting again.
Hold on. Please, Leah.
You're very upset about this.
You know what? I'm going to have to turn your microphone off because I'm really trying to just get past this so we can get into the show.
Absolutely. The dogs are fighting.
Number six, Philly, we're there. They're there. Number seven. All right, that's it. I've turned it off. Shoot the dog, and I'll turn the microphone back on. Market number seven, Washington. Well, listen, we crap on you, okay? You're here, but if we have our way pretty soon, you're not going to be here. Market number eight, I will give them this. They do have Boston. They have a history in Boston.
Yes, they do.
We are not on in Boston.
Let's be on in Boston. That's how they give them a check mark on that one.
All right, so let's see. They're not on in Los Angeles. Chicago, the company doesn't believe in them enough to put them on live. They're on late night tape delay in Chicago. San Francisco, both shows are on. Dallas, Fort Worth, that's a late night, forget about it. Might as well be running an infomercial clear. That doesn't really count.
Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia, both shows are on.
Right.
Washington, both shows are on, and in Boston, they're on in Boston, and we're not.
Okay.
That covers the top eight markets.
Okay.
Let's now move on to the rest of the top 20 to see how Infinity Broadcasting really treasures the Opie and Anthony show because they care so much that they're so white hot, they're so freaking great that they're getting cleared all over the country, and they are a major success.
Mm-hmm.
Market nine, Houston. No. Sorry, they're not there.
Okay.
Market number 10, Detroit. I guess the company doesn't believe in you enough to put you on in Detroit.
There are Infinity stations in Detroit.
Market number 11, Atlanta. Sorry, you're not there.
Huh.
Now, we're not there either, but keep in mind that we've not come on the air. It's like swinging dicks saying, hey, we got this. We're the guys. We're chosen by Infinity Broadcasting. We've taken over afternoons. We're on in major markets all over the country. We're the guys.
No, because we tell the truth.
Mm-hmm. Market number 12, Miami. Opie and Anthony, not there.
Huh.
Market number 13, Puerto Rico.
And that is, ladies and gentlemen, market number 13.
Wow. Not there.
Bueno.
Market number 14, Seattle. Oh, they were just canceled there.
Oh, well, look at that.
However, we are in Seattle.
Yes.
On a nice FM station, KQBZ, where we have great ratings. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you, Seattle. We're delighted to be on there.
Amen. Phoenix. Ah. Company doesn't believe in you guys enough to put you on at Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Minneapolis, market 16. No room for Opie and Anthony.
No, that's a shame.
Market 17, San Diego.
Here we go.
No. Market 18, Nassau. Well, yeah, because that's New York.
Uh-huh.
And I'd give us a check there, too.
Right.
Market number 19, St. Louis. Oh, you guys are really the future of the company, but gee, I'm sorry. We can't clear you in St. Louis. And market number 20, Baltimore.
Yes. Hey, wait a minute. What show's on in Baltimore?
The Dynamite Show.
There you go. Ah. So what you're telling me is when they came out with this press release saying they were going to be the new show for Infinity Broadcasting in all top 20 markets, so you're telling me that
the company...
There aren't very many of those top 20 markets.
The company really has not come through because really they really suck.
Mm-hmm.
And all of this posturing about we are conquering the radio world.
Yeah.
If they're on in 22 markets, well, I count. Well, if you want to count Chicago or Dallas, which is really tape, which doesn't count.
Right.
That would mean to me that three quarters of those markets have to be below market number 20.
Well, how about that?
Maybe what we need to do is run the phrase top 20 markets through an O&A decoder ring and see what it really means.
Yeah,
a secret double meaning.
Those boys had quite a bit of fun yesterday. They were talking about us. We haven't had an old-fashioned disc jockey war in quite some time, and it really gets the juices flowing. I was really enjoying listening to that. Right before I hit the golf course.
So that is that's the first point that I wanted to make about what's true and what's not true with, you know, they got that deal.
Let me make sure that I go back to the most important point that I really want to make clear, because they said it again and again and again. And, you know, when you lie one time, it's bad. When you continue to do it and you just pound a lie, the fact that they took our afternoon drive slot.
That's not true. And
that is a categorical lie. That is a lie. They are liars to tell you that, to tell their audience that, and for our audience to know we had a complete choice to stay an afternoon drive or go to middays for a live clear in New York and Philadelphia. This was before Opie and Anthony's deal was signed. They came to us. They gave us the option. We made the decision. As a matter of fact, Don proposed the idea probably, a year earlier.
A year in advance.
So this had been discussed for a long time, and they know it. They know what the truth is.
But they're lying. And
they're lying because they feel that they have to posture and they have to lie to paint a picture of us that's not true.
They love talking about me going to Ken Stevens and crying and complaining. Mm-hmm. I'd like to just put quotation marks on one item that I mentioned yesterday that maybe they should know where it came from. When I said that Opie and Anthony are such a-holes who refuse to work with anybody and are threatened by our show and that they want to ruin WNEW and that they want to turn it into a radio station that plays records where they are the only talk show so that their prima donna egos can be the star of the show, I was quoting Ken Stevens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That was said to me by Ken Stevens. So, boys, the next time you go out for sushi with Super GM Ken, maybe someday you'll figure out what we figured out a long time ago. He talks out of both sides of his mouth.
That's his job, for Christ's sake. We've known that for a long time.
But you should know that he talks bad about you to us. And he tells us that you are babies.
And we know that he does that, and we've known that. We didn't know in the early days when we were working with him, but we certainly have learned that. And you know what? We understand that about Ken. That is the way Ken does his job.
So now,
it really is. Yeah. It's the way he handles. He's done it with Howard. He's done it with everybody.
So now what I'm going to do is play you the tape. So we got off the air yesterday, and right away, first thing,
they dive right in, which we expected.
They dive right into us, and it's the whole thing with you guys suck in New York. And in reality, the ratings that came out yesterday in D.C. for their show sucked. They suck. They're in 14th place. They would want to tell you, and as you'll hear when I play the tape, Greg's lame response is, but Don, are we number one in men 18 plus?
Mm-hmm.
Answer, yes, which I said, but with a qualifier. The share is down.
Do you remember?
The share is down. I will tell you that when we did Afternoons, our last book, our rating in Afternoon Drive for men 18 plus, was a 15.7.
Amen.
Their current rating is a 6.4. And on the way down. Now, it's still good enough to be number one.
When we had our worst ratings in Washington ever, weren't we number one, 18 plus?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had one book 5 years ago where we were number 14, and we flipped out about it.
But we went mental, and we told everybody about it.
Even in that book, we were number one men 18 plus. Face it, you're on a station that generates huge male numbers.
We did an entire campaign, said Don and Mike, number 14 rated. Mm-hmm. I remember that. And we were number one in that demographic.
Every demographic that just came out in yesterday's Arbotrons, we're down.
Ooh. That is a statement of fact.
So, I get pissed off and I call them up. Now, you're going to hear quite a bit of defensive behavior here. And you're going to hear, let me see, Rob, we're going to hear phony, nervous, disc jockey laughter.
This will be good for Leah to hear, too, because she'll hear what we were dealing with yesterday.
You're going to hear
scary over-the-top laughter, like they don't know what else to do laughter. You're going to hear the phone get hung up anytime the actual phrase of numbers come up.
Oh, absolutely.
And keep in mind, at one point, when I say to them, when I'm reading the numbers, they delete me out.
Right.
When I say to Opie, if you are so freaking powerful, if you're the man, if you're the chosen guy at Infinity, why don't you get me fired?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
He deletes out that part.
Right.
So you should just know that what you heard on the air yesterday.
And note very carefully, whenever you're listening to Greg and Acme.
Greg and Acme.
When you're listening to Greg and Acme, be very aware of the fact that when they mention ratings, they are never specific.
No.
Never. They will be specific occasionally if they find a demographic where there's a nice number that they want to share. But they very rarely are specific about the ratings, and there's a reason for that.
And their blanket statement is, in New York, we're number one in all male demos. Well, I call them on that, and they say, we're number one men 18 plus.
And you called them without knowing the demos yourself.
And men 18 to 49. And then I said,
what are they?
I said, what about 18 to 34? What about 18 to 49? And
right.
At that point, I believe the response was, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I think at one point the phrase is, who cares about the numbers? Well, the actual answer, no one except the advertisers, no one except the nation.
Right. Okay. So here now is the Opie and Anthony show, and I just want to tell you, I ain't no pussy, okay? I don't care if, and I got some people on the phone that could tell me I'm a pussy because I called in. No, I'm not.
No, this is quite the opposite. I mean, the fact is, it's real balls when you want to get into the arena and you want to go head to head. And you know what? You've done that on several different occasions.
Hey, Gregor Acne, because I know you're listening to the radio right now. You're riveted. You are riveted because you dumb effers today have given us the highest tune-in that we've had in the 2 years we've been on WNEW. And I know that both of you dumbasses are listening. I dare you to call in. I will give you an open forum. I won't treat you the way you treated me yesterday. And incidentally, this is typical Opie and Anthony. You know why they hit us with both barrels yesterday?
Right.
Because they knew they were taking today off.
Oh, really?
A much needed day off. Yeah, a much needed day off.
Oh, really?
Because you gotta get the 4 day weekend. Because man, that whole battling thing with Don and Mike. That's why it was. You know, both barrels yesterday.
Yeah, and then you know what? It was amazing because we've been doing this for so long. We've had disc jockey wars so many times. It is really amazing.
You know what, you douchebags? You don't know. You don't know who you're playing with.
Yeah.
You don't know.
And the thing that's amazing
just
to
wait
me,
until next week until we do our parody Opie and Anthony show. Until we do 4 hours.
All right.
Of me being Greg and Mike being Acne.
Yeah.
And all we do is talk about putting girls in barrels and have our listeners call and kiss our ass and then say, hey, that was so great. Let's play that back again.
I'm incapable of being funny. Bring in the comedian.
Yeah, and then we'll have fake spontaneous laughter. We'll bring in a group of like 15 or 20. 20 guys just to laugh at everything we say. And while we're doing the show, we're going to continually remind the audience we're outrageous.
They like you, Buzz.
I heard that.
Yeah, and then they say, yeah, I'm sorry.
That's the divide and conquer.
Yeah, of course.
And might I add that hello?
Yes, hello, Leah.
Might I add that I'm going to wait to launch my attack until I hear what was said.
Wonderful. We will definitely make the tapes available to Ms. Remini.
I don't have the part where they're talking about you.
Why?
Well, because, frankly, I don't want to get
it. It's not all about you, okay?
Well, listen, it is about me now.
Yeah, they actually, the bulk of their rave out was spent on Don and myself. Yes. That's what they raved out.
So now what I'm doing is calling Opie and Anthony, and we're going to hear the tape now, and you're going to hear the defensive phoniness, and we've also added a bit of their pomposity, just that they're so friggin' full of themselves. So I call them, and I talk to their producer, Rick, and I say, hey, it's Don. I want to go on the air. Mm-hmm. So here's what happens.
Bye-bye, Don. Bye-bye. It was a good shot, though, Don.
Oh, what? Now you don't want to discuss it?
Sure.
There's nothing to discuss.
Sure, let's discuss it. Let's discuss your ratings on WJFK in my home market.
Absolutely, Don. Fine.
Let's do it.
Fine.
How does it feel to be in 14th place?
Not bad at all. We're still building an audience.
Are you really?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Not from the numbers I'm looking at.
Don, we are doing so much.
Yeah, right there already.
Right.
You hear in the background, you hear the first...
Yeah,
the first phony cackle.
Defense mechanism.
Although, to the best of my knowledge, a funny comment was not made.
No.
So the nervous laughter comes on right there.
All right,
we must have missed that.
Let's continue.
Better than you are doing in New York, that's for sure.
I don't dispute that, but I have all the numbers in front of me.
Hey, Don.
From D.C. And
Don,
about those New York numbers, why don't you be specific when you say you're number one in all male demographics?
We are number one men 18 plus. Number one, men 18 to 49. That's what we were hired to do. Yes.
Yes. And what are the numbers?
What? Who cares? We're number one. I don't have them in front of me. Who cares?
Now again, it's a blanket statement that these douchebags make.
Yeah. Now you come to him and you say you've claimed that you are number one in all male demographics. He gives you two. And he doesn't give you the specific number for the two.
No.
And then he immediately says, who cares?
Right, because that just dismisses it. And also, when he says, we're building. Wouldn't building involve numbers getting bigger?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just
a
thought.
Absolutely.
All right, let's continue.
You say you're number one, 18 to 34.
And plus, Don, are we number one men 18 plus in Washington, D.C. with this trend?
Let me look, and I will tell you, I know you're down.
It doesn't matter. We number one men 18 plus in Washington, D.C. with the trend that
yes, which is not the goal.
Yes, thank you. Now, see, what happened right there? That's when they hung up on you.
Right?
Very proud of that.
All right, so now they're proud of themselves that what they've done is they've cut me off, when in reality what I've just told you is, yes, they are number one,
right,
men 18 plus, with a declining share, with a share that is consistently going down, with a share that is roughly one-third of what we had
right
when we dominated the market in this time slot.
Now, then they go into, you know, they're the hang-up mode because he couldn't handle it. He could not handle the fact that you had the ratings sitting in front of you and you were prepared to debate him on some of the claims that were made, and that is when he hung up. And, of course, immediately that turns into the bit. Oh, now, you know, oh, you got the balls to call in.
Holy yes, I got to dump out on this call.
Right.
Holy yes, I got to hang up on this guy. So they hang up on me, and now, I know they're going to make fun of me, but I'm pissed.
And right, you're going to call back, so again, knowing they're going to hang up on you again. Knowing that the overwhelming odds are they will hang up on you again to do the bit. You knew that.
Let me just say, though, that really, if you really want to back up all this BS wrestling shock jock crap that we play, you take the call.
Mm-hmm.
You take the call.
Absolutely.
And if you don't want to take the call on your show, call this show.
Right.
You pussies.
But they didn't. They chose not to do that. They chose not to do that again and again and again because they realize that you're full of ammunition on them and you can hang.
They don't know.
You can hang.
They don't. They have no idea. So here's my second call.
All right.
After I get the hang up the first time.
Don, don't do this to yourself.
Is it possible that
Don't do this to yourself, Don. You're looking really silly.
Let me read you the
you're
trend
really
numbers.
Silly. You notice how, now stop the tape right there. You notice how they're not letting you even speak because what they're immediately. Here's the strategy. This is the strategy from Opie and Anthony. Let's make Don seem like he's, you know, don't do this to yourself. You're looking so foolish. When anybody that listens to our show and people that know what's going on understand that what you're doing is you're calling to debate them.
And
you're calling in their arena. Recognize that's not desperation. We are number one in Washington. We are successful all over the country. We are not a desperate show. What we are doing, though, is if you're going to challenge us.
You want to fight? Let's fight.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
And you knew the second time you called in
and
that they were going to position it that way.
Please notice that every time I bring up the numbers.
Right, specifics.
They laugh.
Mm-hmm.
They mock. They hang up. They change the topic.
We talk about our number in New York all the time. You know what? That's their ammunition. It's done.
Let's get back to this. Hold on. Here's the next call.
Hey, Don. We're calling the U-Haul, so we're going to do you a favor.
Okay,
we're going to pack up all your bags in New York.
Before you hang up because you're afraid to hear the truth, and you're afraid for your audience to hear the truth.
There's the nervous laughter.
Now, that's the fake DJ laughter.
That's classic nervous laughter.
Because all I say to them is you're afraid to hear the truth, and
right,
they immediately start with the...
All right.
The truth that you're done in New York,
you're going to be fired.
Here's the truth. Here's the truth, Anthony.
Yeah. Now, you notice what I'm saying here is I'm saying, here's your trend. What I'm trying to do is read them the ratings from Washington. I'm not debating the fact that our show has no ratings in New York, but they want to deflect the fact that I'm trying to point out.
Yeah, they're making it sound as though you're not aware and you haven't shared with your audience the truth, which is that we're sucking wind in New York. We have said that for a long time.
Ain't no secret. So now, here we go. Just understand the logic that's going on, the fake radio that you're hearing.
The truth is, we'll continue broadcasting in D.C., and Don and Mike will not be broadcasting in New York City.
That's the truth.
There you go.
Hello?
Yeah.
Are you listening to these numbers?
Absolutely.
These numbers are not going up, asswipe. They're going down.
No, they're not.
Oh, no, Don, really?
Really?
I think you're smart enough in that.
Really
as far
news.
as far. Oh!
Oh.
Wow! That hasn't been known. Oh my God!
Don't you want to hang up on?
Yeah, I gave him that one,
right?
Okay. All right, but again, all I'm trying to do is, at that point, I'm saying, I'm going to read the numbers.
And they're not, they're making, you know, the effort not to let anything through that would indicate the real numbers and what the real numbers are. I mean, what they are doing is continuously restating the situation in New York City, which we've never disputed. We've never disputed that at all. And
what I am going to do is research over the weekend with some friends at Arbitron what their ratings actually are in New York, Boston, Philadelphia. I have Washington. I'm going to spend an entire show just reading their ratings to show you how scary good they really are.
Yeah, I mean, they claim to be kings of the hill. They're full of this bluster that we are so incredible, we are so fantastic. So then we'd like to see if they can back it up.
Here is my fourth. Or Robbie, do we have the part where they're talking about the incredible crowd they had next? Okay, so let me tell you something. They come to WJFK about a week ago. Nobody wants them here. Really, nobody wants them here. But Jeremy brings them down anyway. Because, you know, Jeremy lives in their anus and vice versa.
Absolutely.
They got, I saw a picture, I'd say 150 kids outside. They, of course, inflate the number to 400 people outside.
Right.
Well, you can inflate it any way you want. We've done shows outside where we've had 1,000 people show up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Hell, we did a show in Sacramento, California at an arena where 12,000 people showed up.
We estimated when we were doing our Las Vegas-style shows in Washington, D.C., that the average number of people that would come out to see the show would be between 12 and 1,500. That was the average number. Sometimes it was 1,000, sometimes it was 2,000.
They come to D.C. for one day to do a show.
Oh, and incidentally, in Sacramento, California, 12,500 people. So if you want to play that game and you want to, you know, paint us as the great failures, you know, digest some of those numbers and enjoy that. You want to get a crowd, we know how to get a crowd.
They come to D.C. and they get a I'll say half. They get a couple hundred people.
And there's a formula, incidentally, for getting a big crowd, okay? You want to get a big crowd, anybody can do it. If you have any listeners whatsoever, you get a big crowd by saying, there will be a naked lady on the corner at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it.
Mm-hmm. So, listen to the pomposity. Really, listen to the ego at play here.
When you go outside of this station in New York City, are there hundreds upon hundreds of people waiting for you to sign stuff, shake hands, have a beer with you? No. When we were at JFK a couple of weeks back, that was a goddamn crowd of people, man.
I just played that because that's just so breaking acne.
That is such, I mean, that is pomposity of a level that
we had hundreds of people suckling our teats. Please, you had a couple hundred of your 14th rated show morons show up in the parking lot because they thought they were going to get some free beer. That's
what
it.
What does it matter? Why was that so great for? I mean, what does that matter?
Well, what it is they're taking what they can. They're using.
I know, and it's kind of embarrassing. You feel bad.
Here's my fourth call. This is the fourth time now that I'm going to call, and I'm going to get hung up on again. Or I think I've already been deleted out.
Yeah, they've deleted you. I was listening when you called in, and some of the stuff that was included on the tape there was not included on the air. At least I didn't hear it. It sounded like they chopped you up.
Okay, here we go.
Chris, what's up?
Oh, no, this is even better. This is after that.
This is one of the first calls they take.
This is the first call they take. Now, after they've gone through 20 minutes with me, and they think that they've made me look like a big dope, and keep in mind that all of their calls are screened.
Right.
They have never taken an unscreened phone call in their life. They get a guy on the phone who's a fan of theirs, and after 20 minutes of bashing us, this is the first call that they get.
Oh, Nate, what's going on?
Hey.
Listen, I love you guys, but you're kind of acting like bitches today. Don wants to get in a little argument. Wait. So let the man say what he has to say.
He had 4 hours to say what he had to say during his show. We let him have his piece. You didn't see me and Opie calling up his show.
I did.
He had 4 hours to say. You didn't hear me calling up during his show.
I dare you to. Dice.
Hey, I want to do one impression. I'm going to do Dice Clay. Hey, I got news for you, Acne. I can do Dice, too, but I don't choose to do my impressions every effing day.
Let's continue. Oh, and where are you, dude?
I'm over here now.
What, now we're supposed to get into some debate with him? No, Don says this is getting pathetic. It sure is, Don. Stop calling.
You are the biggest pussies. You're real good at hiding and running. Let's talk about your little motif in the studio where no one makes eye contact with you, that you must have the hallways cleared before you walk through the hallway.
Nervous laughter.
I love the phony laughter.
Don, that is
you,
a gem.
Whatever amount of money dumb F's want.
Hey, Don, I can bring in the whole staff. I can bring in the whole staff. I can bring in the whole staff, and they would say that is not true.
Hey, Opie,
And then again, he hangs up. Now,
this is interesting. This is an interesting comment.
Let me ask an unbiased person who Opie and Anthony claim to like.
Well, ask him. That's what I'm saying.
Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz, would you describe the scenario every day at approximately 2:50 at WNEW?
We take one hallway, what I consider the main hallway in the studio complex, out of the studios and toward your office. The Opie and Anthony crew take an outside hallway that's just outside the programming offices, and they and their crew come down that hallway to enter the studio, so both shows make every effort to avoid each other, it seems
to me. What happens on the occasions when we will stay in the studio until 5, until 3?
Although, well, people come in with carts and start... I mean, they don't physically push us out of the way, but they make it very well known that we need to be out of there right then.
And Opie and Anthony never...
Don't see them.
Come into the studio.
They don't post until we're gone.
You mentioned that both shows make an effort not to see each other. That is completely false.
Okay.
You're getting that wrong.
The matter is,
we come down the main hallway.
Right.
They
take the outside hallway.
About halfway through our tenure up there, would take a separate hallway to basically go outside of the studio complex to come down.
And what they do is they hide out there by the smoking area and by the water fountain. They hide out there until they get the high sign that we've left the studio, and then they come in.
Now, wasn't there somebody that passed along information? You know this better than I do.
Yes.
About not making eye contact with Opie?
Carol Miller.
Really?
From PLJ.
Right.
When she worked at NEW, she was told specifically not to make eye contact with Opie, and that she had to sit in a room and look the other way as he walked down the hallway so he would not have to see her.
The man is a bit insecure.
Never seen
him. Oh, are you kidding
me? The man is just a bit insecure. There are many people that would tell you that he has issues.
I'm over here now.
He has some issues with this. He is a very insecure lad.
So, the deal is, listen, these guys suck. I'm tired of hiding the truth. They suck. I think their show sucks. I think they're the flavor of the month. I think that the deal that they got with Infinity Broadcasting is bogus. I think Infinity signed them to this deal and then realized, you know what? They ain't good enough to be on the top 20 markets.
They're going
to
talk about the fact that they never really came out and said anything about us. And the fact is, we got to a point where the little behind-the-scenes barbs, the little jabs that they would make on the air, the little comment they had, the effing meltdown that Opie had when we signed on in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
If you don't think... I'm going to ask everybody in our listening audience... Hold on a second. Let me finish this.
The save of that show.
I'm going to ask everybody in our listening audience to think of something. We were given the choice to stay on an afternoon drive or to go to middays to get live in Philadelphia and New York. I don't understand why anybody who has the afternoon drive slot, who claims now that they took it from us, that they are the big winners, why a guy, when we signed on in Philadelphia, would go out of his mind. You might remember the rave out. The rave out was about 18 minutes of commercials. But the real rave out was the fact that Don and Mike were now on in Philadelphia. He went bananas. Why a guy that has his afternoon drive slot, who is not threatened, would go absolutely out of his mind about his midday show going on in Philadelphia? You figure it out yourself. I'm not going to get inside the guy's head.
All I know is this. The war is on.
Yes, it is.
The war is on.
Yeah, it's very refreshing to, you know, to not have to toe the company line.
No.
To not actually have to say,
their show
sucks. They're fine. They suck. I've always thought they suck.
They suck.
I always have.
They suck. And I'm going to find the ratings for these other cities, and I'm going to let you know. I'm going to be Oz and pull the curtain back. And you know what? I want to tell you something else. You two dumb effers on your way to the Hamptons right now. Oh, but you wouldn't want to tell your audience that because you're just regular working Joe.
I like that.
If you push this much, we will reclaim afternoons on WJFK, and you will be relegated to working at WHFS.
Right.
And we, in Washington, D.C., which is the seventh largest market in the world, we will obliterate you.
Bingo.
We will obliterate you.
You know
we have 1 year left on our contract. We are Lester Burnham. We have nothing to lose.
You know, I'll tell you right now, don't say it too often, because I will tell you this right now. When you say that, you know the number of people that right now are praying
and
that it happens. Because there are a lot of people that feel that way.
I'm urging everyone who listens to this show. Now, you can't do it today because they're hiding, because they're taking a day off. But when they get back on, barrage them with calls. But please, you're going to have to lie to get on the air.
Because they screen like nobody screens.
Yeah, but I'm going to ask.
We screen too, but they screen everything. We take a lot of random phone calls because we move at a much faster pace as far as taking phone calls.
I'm going to ask our listeners to call and F with their show every day. Make them run that dump button until the fingers are bleeding. Because they cannot face facts. You're the chosen boys. You took our spots. You're freaking liars.
Yeah, I mean,
you're freaking liars. I called your show yesterday. You dumped out of me. You hung up on me. Anytime I said anything that was halfway resembling the truth, you danced around it.
Right. Don't yell too much.
You friggin' pussies. You overrated pussies. Everybody in this company thinks you're dicks. You work for a program director who's a pussy who has no balls to tell you anything. You work for a general manager who's out of control, who can't control you, but tells me behind your back, Opie, what an uncontrollable dick you are.
Amen, brother.
Ken Stevens has said that to me many times.
And we understand that Ken says crap about us all the time, too. That's the way it is. And here's the difference. Here's the difference between this show and your show. We know that Ken plays that game. We don't buy into that game, okay? We don't do that. And we do buy into ratings, facts. And we have, anybody who listens to this show knows that we have shared good and bad, ugly and handsome, the good ratings truth and the bad ratings truth with our listening audience.
You guys moved us out of afternoon drive on WJFK? My ass. Prove it. Prove it. And I know what the response on Tuesday will be. Hey, we don't have to prove anything, man. It's a hang.
Mm-hmm.
Listen,
mm-hmm.
Hey, they suck and we're great.
And you'll hear, who cares? Well, I heard a couple of guys on the afternoon show here on WJFK in Washington who cared an awful lot to spend the bulk of their four-hour show talking about us.
And let's again look
at I'll tell you right now, we care. You know why we care? Because it's a war. It's a disc jockey war. We very much care when we get into a war, and it's been a long time since we've been in one.
So let's see which show Infinity Broadcasting likes the most. That's what I say to Opie and Anthony.
Okay.
Let's find out right now. Let's have it be us or you.
Yeah, and you know, the way it was positioned yesterday, anybody listening to the show perhaps would have thought that they have the power to have us completely booted off WNEW in New York. Well, we're still on WNEW in New York.
Hi.
And they ain't going to be on today.
Either.
Because they're off, you know, taking a day off.
Yeah, if they had real balls, they'd come back in today.
And I'd call your scary agent who negotiated this great deal for you. And I'd say to him, gee whiz, how come we're not on in Los Angeles, Houston, Detroit, Atlanta, Miami, Seattle, Phoenix, Minnesota, Minneapolis, San Diego, St. Louis, or Baltimore? And how come we're crappy late-night tape delayed in Dallas and Chicago? I'd say to my agent, you know what I have roughly right here is I have pretty much the same deal as Don and Mike, except when you get below market number 20, when you go from market number 20 to market number 50, you don't have as many stations as we do. You suck. That was another thing yesterday. We got more affiliates than Don and Mike. Really? They love talking about how they're syndicated to 22 cities. I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I count 8.
8. 8.
That must mean that 14 of them are below market 20. Loserville. Welcome to it. I'm the mayor of Loserville.
And you know what? When you're acting like swinging you-know-whats and you're just pretending that your S doesn't stink, and you're pretending you're God's gift to the hip people of America, let me tell you something. It would help, really, really help, if you made any kind of sense at all. And frankly, you're not funny. People that tune into your show that have never heard it before don't get it. And, yeah, do you have yourself an established following? Yeah, of course you do. It's very small, and you're not funny. You were saying that to us, you know, and that we can agree to on one thing. They don't think we're funny. I
we don't think
so happy about that. I do not think they're funny at all.
No, we don't. They ain't nothing funny about putting,
and you know what?
Putting a girl in a barrel and throwing crap on her.
I will tell you right now, I have made a very, very significant effort. Because when we were doing the company line and we were being team players, I was trying to find elements of that show that were amusing. And it is a goddamn tough thing. And I'm going to go so far as to say, I've listened to Big Bird for a long time, and I find many aspects of his show that are funny. One of the, you know what? I'll give you one. One of the things Howard does that has always made me laugh is when he's playing a clip from, say, Tom Cruise or a celebrity, and he plays that sound effect that goes, bah, 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 bah. That has always made me laugh. Opie and Anthony, give me one thing on your show that consistently makes me laugh. I can't find it. It doesn't exist.
And listen, Greg and Acne, this is now me talking as a family man. Well, first, this is a two-part essay. First, for being a show that you claim to never listen to, you sure can cite absolutely everything that happens on this show.
They had an awful lot of detail for guys that don't listen to the show, man.
And you keep talking about my wife. I'm going to come to New York, and I'm going to punch you in the face. That is a promise.
There you go.
My wife is on this show. You badmouth me. That's fine. You badmouth Mike.
No, we can handle it.
That's fine. You badmouth my wife.
And
I come to New York.
And Leah.
And
you know what? Since I am now separated, since the papers have been signed, I will tell you, you badmouth Leah, and I will kick your ass.
And we're serious about this.
And I will do it joyfully.
Greg and Acne, really? You want to just meet somewhere?
Just get it all out of our systems?
You want to meet somewhere?
Just really throw down, have some fun.
Just
walk out bloodied and bruised.
We're up
Let's
for
do it.
It.
You know, I tell you, I'm 42.
And listen,
I'm 42 years old. We were talking about age yesterday. You know, technically, they are younger. So I'd love to take on a couple of younger guys.
And listen, don't hide behind the bloated comedian. Don't make the comedian who you've had to hire because you can't fill 4 hours by yourself without playing records. Don't make the comedian say the bad stuff about my wife. Because I'll kick his ass, too.
Bingo.
Because that was
John, you know what? Really, you don't even have to do that because I have friends in New York. I have people in New York who called me yesterday. My cousin Rob called me yesterday and said, hey, if you need me to go up there, you know, you just let me know.
Leah Remini, ladies and gentlemen.
I got a lot of people in New York who are willing to,
that's right.
You know, bump into them in the street. So really, there's no problem.
Yeah, and Leah,
so when I find out what they said about me, I mean, really, it's really no problem. If it's really bad, I'm going to have somebody go visit them just to have a nice sit down
talk
with them.
You should make the call.
I will make the call. He's listening right now. So Rob, I'm going to call you in a minute. But
perhaps Pops in Queens, we should give a call to also.
Yeah,
I have people in every borough. I have a person in every borough. Let's find out.
Perhaps.
I mean, really. And not to mention, CBS owns this radio station. We all work at the same place, so
honey,
to their I don't even know what they said.
Please,
about me,
Leah.
Yes.
Let her talk. Hold on. Let her talk. Wait. Let me say something for a change. You've been talking a lot. I'm going to say Leah is a very powerful person in this company. If they're going to start S-ing on her, they're S-ing on us, and it ain't going to work for them. It ain't going to work at all.
All I wanted to say was, it's easy to fight with girls.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's easy to be a disc jockey and to make fun of my wife and to make fun of Leah.
Right.
You want to make fun of anybody? Make fun of me and Mike.
Absolutely.
It's our names on the show.
We can handle it.
But you see, unlike the programmed or whatever they're called on the radio,
right?
Les is not a pussy.
And Acne.
Mel is not a pussy. So when they start effing with me,
and
I'm not a pussy. God.
I'm just going to say Acne. If you don't shut up, I'm going to talk about your 15-year-old girlfriend who got carded coming into the Christmas party.
I like it when Nicole laughs.
That's a pretty normal relationship.
That's the first we've heard of Nicole was the laugh when you mentioned his 15-year-old girlfriend
getting
carded.
I don't give a crap. And as a matter
because
of fact,
Nicole's desperately trying to find what they said about me because I'm going to get crazy.
Oh,
I'm going to get crazy.
You're going to hear every bit of it, Leah.
What we have to do now is break, and we have to just say we have a show to do.
Right.
And we are going to move on to the show. Today.
We'll make a tape available of what they said
for
you.
I guess being as they are, you know, pussies and they're not coming to work today, the war won't continue till Tuesday.
Right.
And I guess from our end, the war really won't continue till Wednesday, till we hear what they have to say on Tuesday.
Right? Amen.
Okay? But anytime, anywhere, on the radio, off the radio.
Right on.
And furthermore, if the people at Infinity are listening, you make it right for me and Mike. You give us the money you gave us for NEW and YSP.
Right.
We'll go back to afternoons on JFK in a heartbeat.
In a minute. You want to solve this problem? Absolutely. No problem.
Put them on HFS. We would love spending the last year of our careers here kicking their ass.
That would be absolutely fine with us.
Because our voices would not be heard in New York or would not be heard in Philadelphia, but they would be heard in Washington. And they would be heard by millions of people while we stomped you into the ground.
Bye-bye now.
All right.
Yeah, our voices will be heard with the only impression that I do.
I'm over here now.
Douchebags. Douchebags!
There we go. That felt good.
And that's the truth.
Felt wonderful.
Mike, do you want to give Don't F with Us Fellas?
Oh, no, Leah, hold on. That's the tape
give
coming
us
out.
One of those.
No, that's the tape coming out of the break. That's the tape. You'll hear it in a second. Let's break.
That's it.
I feel good.
We're done with that.
I feel invigorated.
There might be just a little bit more when we're joined by our newsmaker in just a moment. But now,
oh, that's right. We have a newsmaker.
Let's get a call 100 going here at 877-365-3636. The jackpot is down to $10,000.
Very good.
Wow. For the celebrity burp, dial recklessly, you animals. Call 100. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
See how much you sell.
Please, Miss Crawford. It's hardly necessary to make threats you surely don't mean.
Don't f*** with me, fellas! This ain't my first time at the rodeo. You forget the press I delivered to Pepsi was my power. I can use it any way I want. Sword. Cuts both ways.
Don and Mike Show. Ladies, show some pink to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You know, it's funny listening to that tape, but it's more funny listening to Leah and Nicole in the background laughing at that tape. Absolutely.
That's us
that
with Greg.
That's
us with Greg and Ang Acne.
Don't F with me, fellas.
It's not our first time at the rodeo.
But Don and Mike, you can't mean.
Don't F with me. This ain't my first time at the rodeo.
Let's get a call.
You'll eat it rare.
Call 100, hello. Don and Mike Show, hello.
I am caller 100.
Yeah, sure you are. Hi, what's your name?
My name's Tim Patrick, Spokane, Washington.
Tim, my friend, you won the Harry Potter.
Cool.
Hi.
Yeah, Harry Potter.
How are you? Enjoying your tickets to Harry Potter.
Oh, it's all
right.
The movie Harry Potter.
What is it? Is it at the theater now?
No, it's on the DVD. No.
Ah, the DVD. Okay.
DVD.
Wonderful.
May 28th. Get it at Blockbuster. If you rent, it's guaranteed to be there.
I'm Acne Camilla. Oh, then I'd be talking like this now.
And I'm Opie. And I'm Opie, which means if I was Opie, I'd have to be doing this right now.
It's Opie Anthony Show! Holy ass!
Stop saying money is bad for the soul!
We play loud rock music! Because we're cool! It's just a hang.
Hey, you on the phone, button it.
What?
It's a hang.
This guy. You're a chatterbox, sir.
All right, I'm sorry.
God almighty.
You're going to done.
Shut up.
Okay.
You're going to play for $10,000. He is a man's man.
A man's man.
That is the only clue I will give you.
Okay.
Which means, obviously, the answer is not Greg or Acne. He is a man's man. 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Robert Goulet.
Here we go.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
There it is. Very manly burp. A bold burp. A proud burp. A burp of a long man.
And the odds are in my favor.
And I was kidding. It's not a lawman. Really, no. It's not. For ten grand, who is that?
Is it Dick Van Patten?
You.
Oh.
We're sorry.
You must think we are stupid.
No.
I thought he was Gorgy, though.
He is Gorgy, but he is not, in fact, the celebrity booper. Thank you, and don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
For you. Okay, now that we've started the war, we'll wait and see what happens next week with the war against Greg and Acne. We're moving on with the regular Friday show that we have planned.
Very good.
Including the wonderful Leah. And Leah,
yes.
Let me just tell you that I think, you know, I busted your balls last week lots of times about how you're working into the show.
Yeah.
You're fantastic. I think most people agree that really you, you're really finding your spot on the show, and we couldn't be happier.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
Yeah, you are really wonderful.
You're gorgeous.
You've always understood the show. You've always understood the timing, and it's really been a pleasure, and it's been a wonderful addition to the program, and I know everybody here feels the same way.
And sure.
Thank you very much.
I know that you were worried before that you were getting all those hate calls. You see, all those calls have evaporated. Because you're a part of the show now. And,
let me tell you something. You're a funny lady. You're a funny lady. Yes.
Thank you.
You're not just funny when them writers put those lines in your mouth, Cher. You're funny all the time.
Oh, and all I need before the newsmaker, Rob, is I need Mike to ask the question.
Oh, yeah.
About what Leah's... Let me just sit down.
Yeah just for a second. And Leah, you know this. I ask this question simply out of love and curiosity. What are you wearing today?
Oh, right. Oh, okay. Get ready.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm on the floor. I'm ready.
That's not pretty. That is not pretty at all.
Ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Make it quick.
What are you wearing?
I am wearing...
I'm done.
He's done already.
I'm done.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
I'm done.
Even better.
I'm done. All right. A Friday feature on this show is when we bring a newsmaker in.
Right.
Someone as timely and as hot as today's headline.
I always love the newsmaker segment. What show business or news luminary will we be speaking with today?
Well, Mike, today we are joined by a familiar voice and a familiar face to all Don and Mike listeners.
Yes.
A great thinker, a great dresser.
Really?
And an all-around great human being. Say hello to soon-to-be ex-Vice President General Manager of WNEW New York, Kenneth C. Stevens.
Ken Stevens is here. Fantastic. I hope he can read better this week.
We're pleased to announce the addition of Leah Remini of CBS Davis, King of Queens, to the Donna Mike Show. Duh.
Huh?
We like her.
Oh, really?
Me, I'm so close to a nervous breakdown. Me already sweat through 8 pair of boxer shorts this morning. Me want mommy.
Now, Ken, it sounds like you're losing your mind. Ken, my good man, get a hold of yourself.
I'll try to do better, Mr. Moonves. and tell your brother Johnny the same.
What? What? You're speaking riddles.
Is that man on the phone? Jesus H. Christ, he's calling to fire me. I'm not in. Me not here now. Me duck his call.
Mr. Stevens, you are a total buffoon. How did you arrive at this esteemed management position?
Well, I sucked a lot of D. You know, I got pretty good at it. I kind of liked it. Want some?
Oh, God.
No, couldn't hurt.
No, thank you, sir.
Wow.
Ken, if possible, you seem to be more stressed than usual. What's up with that?
My life is a shambles, a hellhole, a feces festival.
Wow.
And you're part of the reason, dickweed. You know, me want to change jobs. Me would prefer being a shepherd.
You want to be a shepherd.
He's speaking and me want a lot.
He's losing his mind. Ken, listen to me now. Things can't be that bad.
Oh, Captain, yes, they can be. You and your asswipe mimic are causing me big troubles in 3 major markets.
I love it when people call me a mimic.
Yeah, you know, because you can't get along with your effing co-workers.
Are you talking about Greg and Acne, Opie and Anthony?
Oh, man. Me made bad decision by hiring them. You know, they pretend to be young and hip. They're no good. Me sell soul to devil. And now account is due, Egad.
Wow.
No, Ken, listen. It hasn't been easy for us either.
Listen, asswipe. I know you have the better show. I know you guys are the pros. You know, I was just strong-armed into this entire deal with those two losers. You know, and I wish I could turn back time to when I could nurture your Klingon.
Ken, you can no longer suck our dukes. You are a traitor to the Don and Mike show.
But I'm still better for you than Jeremy. You know, that thrift store mannequin hits you the most. Damn, that O&A show gets worse ratings than Sean Hannity. You know? Damn, they're world-class liars when it comes to the ratings. They spin like a tilt-a-whirl.
Does he say they spin like a tilt-a-whirl?
That's it. Right. That's a lot.
Tilt-a-whirl.
Yeah, would you please take your afternoon time slot back so we can be number one again instead of number 14?
But Ken, huh? but Ken, you and CBS told us to move to midday so we could get bigger and better clears.
No, we didn't. That was just O&A spinning again. You know, spin, spin, spin. There's one thing about their show that I like, though, and you should consider it.
Something about Opie and Anthony's show that we should consider. What's that?
Well, that lame, unfunny comedian who does a modern-day version of Don Rickles, he works for trade. You know, could you get a no-good, unfunny, unknown comedian to fill the dead air on your show? How about Lin Jean?
Lin Jean, now, I don't know about that, Ken.
Ooh. Oh, man, the flashbacks. Me focus on bottom line. Me make mistake after mistake, but me still work here. Me want to join Chandra Levy in Rock Creek Park. You know, and have my body decay like WJFK's 3 to 7 p.m. numbers.
Agreed, Ken. Well, why couldn't you just get Greg and Acne to pretend to get along with us?
Because I prefer to hide from trouble. You know, my favorite time of day is 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. when I'm cowering under my desk. You know, do you know why I take the train so much?
No, you travel from New York to Philadelphia to D.C. Let me guess, you take the train because it's so convenient and the flexibility?
No, dickface. You know, I love the train because it takes me away from my day's problems at 90 miles an hour. You know, and I never look back. And besides, I always have the option of opening the door and jumping up.
Off the train.
Yes, hello, tracks. You know, the sweet release of death. Me sever my cerebral cortex.
Ken.
Ooh, he's out of
Ken, come on, really now. Ken, you be honest. Do you crave death?
Don, do you crave release from your infinity deal?
Yes.
Hey, Mike.
Hi there, Ken.
Do you crave release from alimony?
Yes, I do.
Buzz.
Yes.
You crave 15 ounces of Maui Waui?
Yes, please.
And you, Rob, over there.
Yeah.
Do you crave an all-white America?
Oh, my God. Yes, he does.
Leah. Do you crave a Starbucks in your own backyard?
Yes, I do.
Jesus, take me now. I anticipate suicide like New Year's Eve 1999. Hello, bullet. Goodbye, problems.
Ken Stevens, you are a mess.
Mess? A mess? My pants are a mess. I got more corn than a produce stone down there.
Oh, wow.
It came from my anus. My anus, 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 anus.
Oh, dear.
My skin tag covered anus. That's for Michael Mara, the talented mimic.
Ken, listen, you really sound like you're a bizarro world. You're over the edge. Why don't you just commit suicide?
Well, I have a family to think of. And I should probably wait to die of natural causes in 6 months or so.
Do you think you'll last that long?
I like to see one more Halloween so I can hand out station pencils and post-it notes to the lads and lassies who come trick-or-treating to 1313 F-Up Lane. That's my address, duh.
F-Up Lane?
Yeah.
Wow.
Speaking of kids, how is that delightful son of yours?
What does he call himself again?
I'm not sure. Sure, you named him.
Well, I don't spend a lot of time with my wife and son because I'm so busy effing up everything I touch at infinity.
I've actually spent time with your family, and both your wife and the son. Your son is really a wonderful young man.
Well, that's why I miss him so much. You know, I think of him often when Lucifer is tormenting my eternal soul.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why my six-car garage has been turned into a Toys R Us warehouse.
Huh?
I never see the kid. You know, I'll be dead by Hanukkah. I want my legacy to involve every expensive toy I can lay my shaking hands on.
Shaking hands.
But my son will get his bad news soon enough. I've got bad news for you, Assface.
All right, lay it on the line, Ken, because I know that's your style. You never shy away from anything. Ken Stevens, problem solver. Ken, what's the news you have for me?
Well, I'm rearranging the lineup at WNEW.
Really?
Yes, and I'm not sure you're going to figure in.
All right, we can deal with that. What do you have on tap?
Well, we'll continue with sports in the morning, but we're institutionalizing Scott Farrell.
Really?
Yes, he will be replaced by Joe Torre, Carl Ripken Jr., and Tori Saragusa.
Oh, that sounds like another winter sports show.
You bet your ass it does. Me like it. But I have other hosts already under contract.
You have other hosts under contract? Do tell. Do tell. Such as?
Such as Paula Poundstone and her 68 Asian toddlers.
Come on, you continue.
Liza Minnelli.
Yeah.
Liza Minnelli and her gay husband, David, Kevin James, Mother Nature, Dick Cheney, your talking computer voice, Britney Spears, Rush Limbaugh, Black Peter, and Dan Rather.
But Kenneth, they all have...
There's more. Wait. I'm also changing the call letters from WNEW to WFBA.
WFBA?
Yes. W Full Blown AIDS.
Oh, wow. Yes,
we've all got it.
Oh, man.
I caught it in my face.
Oh, dear. Wow.
Ken, what are you going to do with the mess that is WNEW in New York?
Well, step one, hide from the problem. No, I'm done here. Good day.
But Ken, what about WYSP?
I said good day. Your show sucks.
There he goes. What an acting job today. His best performance ever.
Wow. That was no act.
You the man, Ken.
That was no act, Mike.
That was as strong an acting. He gets better and better. And every newsmaker sounds like Timmy Obibene, the Nigerian nightmare.
There he is, the Don Mike newsmaker.
I like me unhappy.
Well, that was the Bizarro Ken.
Bizarro Ken, just Bizarro really, Ken. You know, close to losing sure it. Wow. My favorite part would have been the ride on the train when he craves hitting the tracks and the sweet release of death.
And don't forget Hello Bullet.
Hello Bullet. Hello
goodbye
Bullet.
Problem. Goodbye problems.
Fantastic.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The drone shall set you free.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Right, right.
Did anyone ever tell you you're a moron?
Constantly.
The home of Mr. Joe Artinger.
Duh.
Duh. The Don and Mike Show.
All right. We got one more score to settle.
Very good.
And that's with David Hinckley of the New York Daily News, who is apparently a lemming. The headline in today's Daily News, WNEW's Don and Mike are out of here, says Opie.
Oh, according to Opie, who is the general manager of WNEW.
WNEW's afternoon team of Opie and Anthony, the only successful show on the Hot Talk station, they're in eighth place, yesterday said the midday team of Don and Mike will soon be gone. They're off the air in New York in the near future, said Opie. That's a fact.
Yeah, so he's quoting from the show yesterday. That's so far. That's what he's doing.
Right.
Wow.
And then all of the quotes are from Opie. You know, the show is a failure.
Right. Yeah, this is all taken off the show.
Here's, now, Opie. This is Opie, who's not the program director, not the general manager. He's a dumb disc jockey.
Right.
We're looking at new shows every day.
We're looking.
We're tired of the show before us being such a loser.
Uh-huh.
Listen, David Hinckley of the New York Daily News, if you're so stupid to believe that Greg Hughes speaks anything about what's going on at WNEW, you need to take this newspaper, roll it up, and smoke it. I'm going to tell you how long we're going to be on WNEW. We're going to be on through the end
of the spring book, if we show any growth at all, and I'm talking about a tenth of a point,
right,
we're going to be on through the summer. And then by the time the summer ratings come back, you're looking at October.
Mm-hmm.
So worst case scenario, the earliest we're going to be out of WNEW, if our audience does not increase, mm-hmm. will be October.
There you go.
It's now May. So why don't you print that? WNEW's Don and Mike says, Opie ain't the boss. Worst case scenario.
He's not the boss.
Absolutely. And listen, John Constantino, you know what? F you. He's sending me a screen thing that he hates the station. Any issues with the station he has, he runs with. I don't care. I don't care if it's if the guy hates WNEW. He sure is kissing Greg.
If you say F you to Johnny, my Johnny Constantino.
Yeah. There's this guy, David Hinckley.
Oh, he cried like a baby.
This guy, Hinckley, who incidentally, isn't that the guy who shot the guy?
Yes.
With, right.
It was Hinckley.
Hinckley, what he's writing here. It just ain't true. I don't care if he's got a hard-on for WNEW.
He obviously gets into it when there's a turmoil at WNEW, like many writers do here at WJFK.
He certainly has no problem writing, though, that Opie and Anthony are the only successful show. Well, yeah, they're successful. That's like saying, I'm on a pile of crap, mm-hmm. but I'm the prettiest turd. Okay?
I like that. But please, try to say you're sorry to Johnny.
I'm sorry, John.
He cried like a little baby.
The problem is really with John and with everybody. They're all pee-whipped by Opie.
Oh, they are, and I feel bad for a lot of those guys. You know, because there are a lot of good guys up there, and unfortunately, that environment is just, there's one show that seems to dominate the entire hallway environment up there at NEW, and it kind of sucks.
So for David Hinckley at the Daily News, mm-hmm. we are not out of WNEW, no matter what Greg Hughes says.
Yeah, I mean, and it's ridiculous that you would quote.
Now, can't they get in trouble for printing?
No,
of course not.
Why not?
He's just quoting a stupid disc jockey.
And he won't get in trouble with management, which, normally, there was a day when we worked at radio stations where if a disc jockey made that kind of a statement about the lineup, which is supposed to be determined by the GM and also the program director, that there would be hell to pay.
Yeah.
But in this company, that doesn't happen.
But the truth is,
it doesn't happen.
If the Arbitrons go up even a sea hair,
mm-hmm. Arbotron.
If the Arbotrons go up a sea hair, mm-hmm. we're safe.
Right.
That's all we got to do. That's all we've been told. Just move the needle.
Mm-hmm.
Just make the needle move.
So here's a message to our people in New York. Move that needle for us.
Yeah, move the needle.
Jesus
but
Christ.
But either way, even if the needle doesn't move.
Move the needle!
We're not going to be canned tomorrow. We're not going to be canned next week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and don't believe this crap that Opie says about that they're auditioning shows. You know what shows they're looking for to replace?
What?
The morning show. The morning show.
Yeah, I mean, that's the truth. And when he was talking about shows being brought in, I don't know what kind of shows are being brought in, but we have heard that that is where the problem lies.
Listen, I'm just, it's everything yesterday. It's everything. I don't know why someone in the media would believe this. Someone who has the resources to look at the
ratings.
Well,
what the guy in the media is doing, obviously, from what I read here, is that he is parroting what was said on their show yesterday. Without quoting anything
without
from our show.
Anything.
And hopefully he quoted our show today.
Opie said Don and Mike are doing badly here. Well, why don't you write this? Opie sucks ass in Washington, D.C. That's my quote. And we will not be off WNEW through the spring book or through the summer book. That is a rock solid guarantee. Promise. And you know,
hey Lee, is somebody cutting down a tree outside your house?
I don't even want.
Yeah.
I don't want to go back to that thing where where we said we would go back to the afternoon spot on WJFK.
Right.
Because now that I think about it, I think that could be interpreted by some people as us, as that's our out. You understand that if we think the New York thing's going to fall apart, that would be our out?
Hey, we've been honest about the New York thing all the way along. And, you know, perception is the whole thing. What made me angry was when they said that they moved us out of our afternoon drive slot. We could take back our afternoon drive slot. And you know what? I think that that's a viable option for us. And I don't give a rat's ass what anybody thinks.
And all I know is that...
And I think what's important to point out is yesterday when you started talking, you've been trying to make peace with these people and just say, look, we're on the same station. Let's work together. If you don't like our show, that's fine, but you don't have to bash us.
And, you know,
let's agree to disagree on the subject. And yet they continue to put your show down, which is just ridiculous.
Hey, David Hinckley.
That you're on the same station.
Hey, Hinckley. Hey, Jody. Jody Foster, lover. Hinckley, why don't you write this? Don says, Opie's a tool. Opie is a 40-year-old man who pretends to be 20 years old. Opie is in eighth place. He sucks. The whole station sucks. We're not being fired just because a disc jockey said so.
Amen.
Stupid disc jockey.
I'm God. There we go.
Okay.
I'm so disturbed.
I'm surprised.
I have attention deficit disorder
because
I'm hearing in the background, way off in the distance, somebody using a chainsaw. Nobody's cutting into your house out there in Los Angeles, are they, Leah?
Oh, it's so annoying. There's so much that goes on around here. I'm so sorry. I really apologize from the bottom of my heart. My dog got sprayed by a skunk last night.
And now,
this morning.
And now your dog's outside with a chainsaw.
Funny.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Oh, there's
and
a skunk. Hello.
Those guys are the biggest bunches of pussies I've ever heard in my life. And you know what? Let me turn this up because this is what's kicking their ass in the ratings in the afternoon. Classical effing music. You hear that? They suck. You hear me? They suck. I was on the phone with them, Don and Mike. Listen to me, guys. I was on the phone with them for 45 minutes trying to get on the air. You know what? You're right. You guys... You gotta say, I'm calling because I'm a big fan of Opie and Anthony. Because if you tell them you're a big fan of Don and Mike and you want to call them big-ass pussies, you know what they'll do? They'll keep you on hold for 45 minutes. So what I did was, JFK ran some promo for some FU line, and they guaranteed that they would play some FU line this afternoon on their show. So I gave them a five-minute FU, because you know what? They're the biggest bunch of jack-offs that laugh at any little joke they can make, and they're scared of you. They're pussies. You know what you should do? You should be on the air for 8 hours. Be on the air for 8 hours and kick their ass. Let them go to HFS or even play the same damn show, the four-hour show that you do midday. Replay that show in the afternoon, Don. I'm like, I'm telling you, you will kick their ass in the ratings. I love right. you guys. Man, your show rules. Buzz, I need some weed. You know what?
Okay,
I love right. you too, man. Don, my bro.
And listen, that won't wow. air. Your call to the FU line won't air because that's another thing that they control.
Yeah, they screen that out. Right?
They screen it out. Screen it out. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, if you give me 30 seconds to say one thing.
Keep screening it out, of course.
I'm a 27-year-old New Yorker, born and raised within the walls of the city, and I can't believe that these two guys don't have the balls to call you and fight as a New Yorker would fight. I love you guys. I can't stand this show. They cater to truck drivers, kids, and tin knockers. You guys have a more intelligent show. It takes a little bit of intelligence to understand the jokes. I hope you kick their ass, knock them out the box, send them back to Long Island where the white boys hang out.
Yeah.
Well, you got to keep it real in the concrete jungle.
Right, thank you, my
there
friend.
You go.
Thank you.
I like you got to keep it real in the concrete
jungle. Well, as you know, that was Agnes' job
yes,
before, right. was fixing air conditioners.
Oh, look at this. It's dripping.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How many effing times do you hear that?
What am I doing here?
Jesus.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don Mike.
Yeah.
How are you guys?
We're great, thank you.
Well, I'd just like to tell you my story about you guys.
What's
it all started about 3 years ago. My friend who was obsessed with you.
Yes.
I'd always listen to you guys in the afternoon drive.
Yeah.
And I thought you guys just sucked. I thought you were like those horrible DJs. But you know what? 6 months after that, I can't get enough of you guys.
Right.
Now, we always say, you know, give us a little while. And, you know, any show like this has enough recurring stuff and inside stuff where you got to hop on the train for a while before you...
Amen.
And you know what? I hate to say this, but I really don't now because I feel free. I felt the same way about ONA. You know, you hop on, you listen for a while.
Yeah.
I listened. I waited. I waited to get it, and I never got it.
Still
it's
waiting.
Not funny.
I need something more upbeat than that. Hold on, wait a minute. Give me a second here. Hold on a second. No.
What are you looking for?
You find out just a second. Give me one moment. Number six. Let me try cut number six. Hold on a second. Number six.
We're back on the ONA show. Hey, Anthony.
Yes.
How about Whip 'em Out Wednesday? We invented that.
Yeah, that's great.
Is the greatest promotion in the history of radio.
Oh, I'm over here now. Oh.
It's a hand. It's a hand. You're listening to Opie and Anthony. We're just two regular dudes, man.
We don't need to prepare. It's a hang.
Hey, man. I don't know about you, but I was up all night long. Grooving to MTV.
You know, I'm having a dilemma here.
What?
I don't know enough about the show. I really don't listen. I listened yesterday when they were talking about us, and then I went and played golf.
Hey, it's the Opie and Anthony show. Let's go to our super double secret instant feedback. Oh, that's a good one. Mike Elson from Fairfax. You are correct.
I know two things they do. I know the dice thing, because I hear that all the time. Every time. Seems like every time I turn it on. And I know the... What did you learn thing at the end, which say, you know, they kill, what, 15, 20 minutes to the end of their show?
Yeah, that's a good one.
What did you learn? I mean, it's just a good, lazy way to finish the show.
Hey, listen, it's the Opie and Anthony show. This is Opie. I'm crazy. I'm crazy. I'm so crazy, I'm going to break stuff. I'm wild and out of control. How you doing, Ant?
I'm doing just fine. And I talk like this all the time.
It's crazy. Listen, we're going to talk about boobs today. Boobs.
All right.
Big boobs. I'm Opie. I'm crazy. Man. Oh, I'm so mad. I'm going to wreck the console, man.
Hey, Ope.
I'm so... Yeah, Ant?
Hey, Ope.
Yeah, Ant?
Hey, Ope.
Yeah, Ant?
Hey, Ope.
Hey, Ant? Ant, have I mentioned for the umpteenth millionth time today that there was an article about us in Time Magazine?
Hey, it was a bad condenser. You need more Freon. You need more Freon for your air conditioner.
You're listening to the Opie and Anthony show. Ant?
Yes.
I'm looking at the feedback.
Yes, Ope.
And the fans are calling and they're writing and they're saying, that last bit that we did was fantastic.
Well, that's because we are fantastic.
Let's replay that.
Let's replay what we've done before. Here it goes.
That's a big part of our show, because we're so crazy. What we do is people call us and they say, that was an unbelievable bit. Play it again. So here it is.
Here it is. We're going to replay it so we don't have to work. Hey, it was a bad condenser. You need more Freon. You need more Freon for your air conditioner.
You're listening to the Opie and Anthony show. That was a great moment on the show. It's a hang. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Opie and Anthony, and I am uncontrollably jumping up and down because I'm so full of energy and I'm so full of rage, and I just might, at any moment, man, I might break this $70,000 microphone because I'm so cool.
Hey, Ope.
And yeah, Ant?
Hey, Ope, we're going to be broadcasting that again later on the show, and then I'm going to go out and repair air conditioners.
Hey, where's Dice, man?
Oh, I'm over here. I'm going to talk like this again.
Where's
because
your...
everything I say is funny when I talk like this.
You know, Dice. Hey, Ant?
Yes, Ope.
Ant, this is Ope.
Yeah, yes, Ope.
This is the Opie and Anthony show. We did it on the air for 3 minutes.
Yes.
And guess what, everybody?
Yes.
We're already out of material.
Right.
Hey, Jim Norton, what's happening?
Hey, man, what's happening, man? Everything sucks. Why do they call oranges orange? Man, but why do they call grapes purples? I don't get that, man. Sucks.
Why don't you make a joke? Why don't you make a joke about throwing AIDS on somebody?
Yeah, man, here's a whole bucket of AIDS for you, douchebag. I love your girlfriend's fuchsia bangs, man. What's the matter? Couldn't you afford her whole head, or did she take all the rest of your money?
Oh, no. Oh, no,
you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't.
You're listening to Open Anthony. It's a hang, man. We're too cool for school. Hey, one of the only three guests that we ever have on the show will be joining us today. Jay Moore will be calling in.
Oh, it's always great to have Jay Moore.
And then Lewis Black, the worthless comedian, will be on. And, of course, we always have that big loser, Norton, who says the stuff that we're too afraid to say.
Yeah, man, like, I hate my high school history teacher. He's ugly.
This is Opie. And you listen to me right now, David Hinckley of the Daily News. Don and Mike will not be working here because we are great. We are number one in all rating demographics. We are more gooder. Isn't that right, Ants?
That's right.
And I never listen to Don and Mike, although I know Don's wife's name is Frida and his son's name is Bart, and I know Mike's getting a divorce, and I know Rob's the funny guy.
Get out of here.
Okay. Where is Dice?
Hey, I'm over here now.
Hey, I just want to say cancer, tuberculosis, leukemia.
That's Joe Arden, ladies and gentlemen, doing one of his. Joe obviously listens to their show.
Well, I did yesterday for an hour. That's what sucked. I had to force myself to listen to the show.
One of the few appearances of Joe Ardinger on the Dynamite Job.
Joe is the flabby comedian.
Very good.
Flabby, doughy comedian.
Thanks so much.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
So anyway, David Hinckley from the Daily News, we ain't going anywhere.
Right, there you go.
We ain't going anywhere.
Very good.
We're just taking a giant leak all over the 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. time spot.
Thank ye.
Now when we come back, yes, we'll get you the Friday favor.
Wonderful.
Let me just say, sexual, you bet.
Oh, maybe, man. High sexual contact. Excellent.
Hairy, you bet.
Small in certain ways, large in others.
Yeah. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, basement of the science building. Great.
The Don and Mike Show.
Wrong.
What was that?
Wrong.
What the hell was that?
Mike, I'm trying to do a Memorial Day weekend thing here.
Very good.
Wrong.
The Don and Mike Show.
There we go.
Rich with the good taste of cancer. The Don and Mike Show.
I don't know about you, how you're going to be spending your Memorial Day, but I'm going to Ocean City.
You leaving today?
I'm going to go look at the house.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell are you going to do?
I have to go meet with the insurance guy. The house that I've been told now is
totaled.
I said to my wife, can I go in the house? Let you get clothes out?
Right.
She said, no. The safety inspectors came out and said that it is
condemned. So they got to tear the whole thing down?
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's how I'm spending Memorial Day. I'm going to the beach.
Yeah.
But
you going to rebuild?
I'm going to go see. We're thinking about it, Mike.
Not committed to it?
Not committed to it. Not 100% committed to it. You know, you and I might have some changing options. So.
Oh, okay. All right. We have to make sure.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, play that. Have a great Memorial Day, you know. And
enjoy.
Enjoy. I'm good.
So you're going to go down, who are you going to live with? Are you going to live with your mother-in-law and father-in-law?
Yeah. That's right.
It's gonna be, hey, you love it down there.
That's right.
You love it.
No better Memorial Day weekend than spending time.
No need to get a hotel.
Living with my, good luck getting a hotel. It's a Memorial Day.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
I'm going to spend the weekend with my in-laws.
Stately in-law manor that you probably won't even run into each other. Nice big house like that.
Stay at the in-law's house and spend lots of time with insurance adjusters and lawyers looking at my condemned house from the tornado.
That'll be nice. If it makes it any better for you, I will be going home for the very first time to the bosom of my immediate family to explain this failed marriage.
Oh, my.
I have made every effort to minimize the time that I will be breaking bread with my family, but I have been unable to avoid the Saturday evening repast.
Yes. Oh, my.
And when the questions and the, you know, and the discussion will center on what happened.
God damn.
So I'm really, I'm getting in tonight, going right to the game, got a day game tomorrow, and then can't avoid that Saturday night. Tried to. I said, I originally was going to fly out after the game tomorrow. And they said, no.
Just to avoid your family?
No, but I'm taking an 8 a.m. shuttle. On Sunday.
On Sunday to come back.
Just to come back. So it'll be just like, what? Real quick. So what's going on? What are you doing? What are you doing? So what's going on right now? What about this? What about this? Yeah. Looking forward to it. Yeah, I'll be doing a lot of that too. You know, by 8 o'clock on Saturday night,
I don't want it anymore.
Hey, guys.
Oh, man, so are you going to be down there when the prom is happening? Where are you going to be?
No, I'm here. The prom is, here. I'm leaving after the prom. After the prom.
After the prom to go down to your condemned house.
That's right.
It'll be fun.
My beautiful Memorial Day weekend.
Stop with the questions. A barbecue for the prom. Those are the sounds of my family get together.
All right, now let's get to our Friday favorite.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you.
I told you about this guy. He is handsome. He is sexy.
Ugly troll.
He is a movie star, ladies and gentlemen. His name is simply Yoda.
Ugly troll I am. A horny elf I am.
Now, Yoda, what's your last name?
Yoda. I'm one of the one-name people. What of the one-name people am I?
Oh, you like Cher.
Yes. Horny I am.
What about that deal for the soft drink, Yoda soda?
No, merchandising do not I do. No cheesy. Cheesy merchandising. Yes, sirree. Sid Yoda.
What?
My real name? My real name, it is Sidney Yoda.
Sid.
You can refer to me as Sidney Yoda.
Sidney Yoda.
A Jedi does not go by the name of Sidney, though. A Jedi says Yoda. Yoda.
Yoda.
Yoda I am.
You are.
I'm an Indian.
Hello, Leah. Leah Remini. Yoda would like to share his Jedi love.
Oh. Now, you are...
Small of stature I am. Big of penis I am. Huge.
Oh, no, I don't want to...
Half the size of Yoda.
Let me ask you, which is bigger, your penis or your ears?
Penis?
Penis.
Oh. It is big, it is. Measuring stick you have?
Rob...
Yardstick you have?
You have a yardstick, Rob?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I'm all penis. You've seen the movie, no?
Star Wars, I've never seen your penis in Star Wars.
Have you seen the movie, no?
Oh, I forget the way
you
talk.
Yoda fan you are.
I forget the way you talk. It's a backwards way Yoda talks. Have I seen the new movie? Yes, but
seen the movie you have?
But you will be disappointed to know, Yoda.
Yoda is all penis.
You'll be disappointed to know that I didn't see it in the theater. My son downloaded it on the computer and we watched it for free.
Yoda would like to dance for Leah. Shed my canvas robe, I will.
Okay.
I would do a Yoda dance for Leah.
All right, do you want this dumb Star Wars movie?
Please.
Music, I mean?
Absolutely. Look at that. Shed the canvas robe, I do. Now, it's time for me to take off the robe and take a look at what Yoda has.
Oh, my hands. Tell me what you work with.
Gifts for the ladies I have.
Oh, my God.
Yoda is the man. Stuck to my leg, it is.
You should be in porno.
I could do Yoda, could be good porno. Pleasure myself, I do. Natalie Portman, I will do. Natalie Portman, Yoda bang.
Oh, you banged at Natalie Portman?
3 times. Riches.
What about who's that broad with the coffee cake on her ears? A Carrie Fisher?
Yeah. Oh, no. Feminine odor she had. Yoda did not like. Drug addiction she had.
You didn't bang Carrie Fisher?
No, during filming. Difficult on the set. Stayed in trailers she did.
Now,
Yoda, everybody's friend. Key grip he loved.
Yoda,
George Lucas, pussy he is. Wealthy, no?
Let me ask you this. I've heard this.
Princess wouldn't lay me.
Yoda, both ways he goes?
Ooh, yes, squeeze. Bisexual am I?
Yes, part fag he is.
Bisexual am I? Lick the taint I can. Shaving the balls I do.
Harrison Ford, did you have?
Harrison Ford. Good with his mouth he is.
Wow. Liam Neeson.
Oh, big time.
And Sam Jackson?
Samuel Jackson. Oh, no. Hetero he is.
Ah.
Smack Yoda.
Smack Yoda.
Well, he hit you. Sam Jackson hit you.
Hit Yoda in the head, he did.
What happened?
Taller than Yoda, he is.
Tell me what happened when Sam...
Taller he is.
Sam Jackson hit you.
Wars not make fun. No, no, not at all. Samuel Jackson hit Yoda. Say, Yoda is a fag.
Wow.
Yoda is low to the ground, no?
Yeah.
Yoda comes up to actors like Samuel Jackson, all wearing robes, no? Feet long flowing robes. Like kilts they are. Reach up leg they do. Check out Sam's package, he does.
So you reached up, Samuel L. Jackson.
He kicked Yoda. Ooh! Kicked Yoda in the face, he did.
You reached...
Hide under the sack, I do.
The Star Wars robe, you felt his genitals.
Squeezed his beanbag, I did. Ooh, Samuel Jackson mad, angry he was. Kicked Yoda back to trailer.
He did.
Yoda said just experimental he is. Experimenting with sexuality, Yoda does. Jump high, I can. Jump high to lick taint, I can. Yoda likes to jump high and lick taint.
What about, who's that guy, McGregor? Who's that guy who plays Anakin Skywalker?
Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor. Yes, loved him in Moulin Rouge. One of my favorite shows.
You must be a faggot, Yoda.
Very gay. Faggot I am. But I love women, too. Yoda comes around, likes to reach into all the robes. All the robes. Yes. Mike finally found the Yoda voice. Only took 10 minutes.
No, Mike.
I didn't have it before. He's much more like this. Flavor I am.
Is Kermit there, flavor. Too?
Yes, sir. Oh, that's not Kermit. Leah Remini. Give you grief, I will.
Sounds like Jesse Jackson.
Yes. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And Arnold.
Yes, don't make me laugh. Yoda will lose it. Yoda will jump out of character.
Yoda.
Yes. Yoda will spray his DNA, he will. Small in height, big in privacy, he is.
Let me just say, it's impossible. Could you close your robe?
My lightsaber is filled with goo.
Is it possible you could close your robe so we can continue this conversation?
Yoda is Kermit, Leo. Look at the movie. The same animatronic dummies. Henson Productions it is. Give me a break, please. Just like Fozzie Bear. Fozzie Bear is my life partner. Fozzie Bear.
Oh, I see. Sometimes that rubs off on you. I understand
I
that.
I sleep with Fozzie Bear.
You ever,
give me a cookie.
You ever,
Yoda, I am. Sesame Street is brought to you by Star Wars.
You ever have frog sex with Kermit?
Oh, all the time I do. Those sticks get in the way, though. The wire things to control. Wires to control. His hands. Yoda no need wires. Yoda wears the canvas robe, he does. Pig sex, frog sex, cookie monster sex, piggy style. Do the Muppets all I do? Yes, I do. Yoda, the biggest privacy of any of Muppet characters.
What about, who's the Count Chocula guy on
Count Von
Count. Count Von Count.
Count Von Count. No. He got the heavy, you do.
Oh, he's got the HIV.
Full blown.
FBA?
On Sesame Street, he will not be. Not at all.
No.
Oh, I tried Big Bird also.
Bird Nanny?
Oh, he's got tiny, tiny little thing.
What about Elmo? Elmo's got a
big Scooter, bird. Gonzo, Big Bird, Oscar, Elmo.
Elmo, is Elmo queer?
All of them. Every one of them. Jim Henson, underground, he is. Beetle food, he is.
All right, now let's get back to Star Wars for a second.
Star Wars, Anakin Skywalker. A Jedi, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Anakin Skywalker,
What was it like working with this overblown genius George Lucas?
Prima Donna, he is. Like to say he doesn't have money, no? He has tons of cash. Stays at his ranch, though. Does not go out in Hollywood, no? Does not do party scene. Stays at his ranch and looks at pornography, no?
Now, do you party, Yoda?
Oh, yoga party all the time.
What are you on now, X?
Ecstasy.
Really?
Ooh.
Are you having a rave right now?
Yoda prefers, two drugs prefer Yoda.
Okay, what are the two drugs prefer
two
Yoda?
Two drugs prefer Yoda. Ecstasy and shrooms. Yoda live in forest in a mud hut. I find many mushrooms. Psychedelic mushrooms. Oh, Yoda have a good time. Yes, sirree. Yoda love to snort, too. Cocaine. Smoke crack, he does.
Not good.
Every drug.
We saw
Keith Richards. Like him, too.
We saw a porno yesterday where at a crack house. There were these women and men that were having sex.
Crack house.
Filled with cocaine.
Yes, dope shack.
You have a crack house?
Yoda's love shack. Keeps off Muppet weight. Keeps up the Muppet weight, no?
Is it true that
you're obviously addicted to cocaine, Yoga is?
What about this? I heard that you also run an abortion shack.
This is true. You're a surgeon, I am. Gifted Jedi hands, do I have the Force?
So you are a
the Force can abort anything.
You're a drug dealer. You're an abortionist.
Yes, and horny. Both ways, bisexual I am.
And horny.
I like boys and girls.
Do you know anything about
them? Ooh, Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson.
Ooh, yes, sir. Irish study is. He pleased Yoga with gerbils.
Do you know anything about the disappearance of Chandra Levy?
Help me tie off the rubber on my arm. It is time for Yoda to shoot. Yoda rides the white horse. drug addiction he has. Yoda. Yoda float away.
Do you know anything about Yoda the disappearance of Chandra Levy?
Yoda does. Congressman Dewitt, he did. Check out.
Congressman Condit?
Look at map. Ooh, the map would tell you everything. Very close to Congressman Condit's house. Horny dog he is. Trouble he will have. Jail time he will do. Listen comfortably. What the hell are you writing?
Rob, stop.
Funny lines you do not have for Yoda today.
Rob is peppering Mike.
You dickhead Todd. Racist you are. Bigot you are. Klansman you are. Yoda smack you.
Jokeman you are.
Big racist jokeman today you are not. Yoda said do not put in front of face if not funny.
He wants you to say that you listen to Comfortably Numb by Pink Floyd.
Oh, Comfortably Numb, yes. Mike does not know Comfortably Numb. Mike listens to all these shows. Yoda need a cocktail. Chase the heroin with scotch, no?
Yes, you ride the scotch train?
Oh, the scotch train, alcohol, cocaine, heroin. Drugs are your Yoda's friend.
So,
Yoda loves altered states.
So how did you like the Attack of the Clones? The final, the end game.
See, Yoda did not.
You didn't see the movie.
Premiere, Yoda did not attend.
Why?
Yoda has problems with contract. Ooh, cheap. George Lucas used it cheap. Cheap man he is. Very cheap, man.
How much did he pay you?
No percentage of gross for Yoda. Yoda angry.
Yoda's mad?
Ooh, Yoda angry.
How much did you get paid?
Yoda got paid food.
Food?
Beetles and worms paid Yoda. Yoda no like that. What? Yoda want American dollars. What? Yoda go to Cuba, bang brown women. Yoda enjoy. Yoda have fishing hut in Cuba. That's what Yoda want to do. Walk on the beach naked, fully turgid, no?
No. If you
Yoda want to walk on the beach naked.
If you got paid in...
Pleasure food. Himself in the moonlight.
If you got paid in worms and insects.
Yes, that is what Yoda eats worms, he does.
How do you afford this incredible... This parade of drugs that you brought in front of us.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh.
Smuggled them inside R2-D2.
Oh, yes.
Pop off R2-D2 said, drug symphony you have.
Okay, I
get lots of things, horse, crack, everything.
Hey, when you go to Cuba?
Yes, who Cuba I will visit.
Have you ever gone with your lawyer?
Doug Wallace and I do.
All right.
Very good. Cuba we will visit.
Yoda, we are...
Well, we will promise.
We are going to go to a break. And we'll take, I think, what do we need? Two calls today? Do we have a chance? Yeah, we need two calls.
Ooh.
Two players at 877-365-3636.
Sensitive nipples I have.
That's the national number. We didn't even know that.
Sorry. Canvas shirt I wear.
DC on WJFK 202-432-1067.
Blood, you'll see.
Oh. And New York on NEW 877-692-1027.
Anal Fisher I have.
We will be back. First two calls right now. Get to play the game.
Dribble, I was stumped.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Down my leg.
You know, between your drug use and... And your incredible genitalia, and now the fact that you've gone number two in your pants.
Rabbit pellets, I have. Sorry, I am. Smell I cannot control. A Jedi poops too, no?
No kidding. And I see, when did you enjoy corn?
Corn I have had. Many, many times. Your produce. Fourth the trip it is. K-Pax I like.
Let's play the game. Yoda covers of low-budget Jeopardy fun.
This is low-budget Jeopardy. Entering studio now. From Waldorf, she is... Linda, say hi to Melissa Rowell.
Come on, let me get her on here. Hey, howdy, Melissa.
Hello, boys.
Hi, baby.
Entering now, he is Montrose, Pennsylvania. He is from a computer installer. He is Brad Hollowbush.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, Brad.
And now entering the studio, host of Robot to Jeopardy. He is, say if you will, hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo. He is.
Thank you, Yoda, with the incredible smelly BM.
I am sorry, a paper towel I must have.
Oh, I think, like a maybe Bounty.
Wet one, I would like.
Brad and Melissa, don't forget to answer in the form of a question. Live with my mom wearing the bunch of soup up. This guy called me out. Just play the guitar with Chris Wizard. He calls him Yoda.
Incontinent, I am.
And here are your categories. They are. Oh, baby.
Ooh, sexual it is.
Girl, where's our old baby tape?
Oh, baby. Yep. Oh, baby, baby.
It's been a long time, man.
Pornography you have.
Gay or not?
Neither. I am both, I am.
I know you're both.
Bisexual am I?
Newsmakers.
Ooh, news. Current events it is.
New on Divid.
DVD, I know.
And states and capitals.
Oh, education it is.
And I'll do one more time there. Oh, baby. What are you doing?
Pooping.
Oh, baby.
That was like, can I control?
Gay or not. Newsmakers. New on Divid. States and capitals.
Cow patty, I mean.
And let's see. Melissa, you are a girl. We like girls better than boys.
Me too.
We will start with you.
Well, I'll take oh, baby.
Oh, baby. Oh, yoga, horny I am. Oh, churchin' am I.
Oh, baby. Name of stupid, moronic, unexpected hit CBS TV show.
What is Baby Bob?
Right.
Good. How smart you are. $1 you have. Select again, you will.
I'll continue in Oh Baby.
This Christian pop singer had the hit record Baby Baby.
I don't.
Oh, Brad, chance to steal you have.
Who is Pat Boone?
No. Yoda, no.
Yes, Yoda.
Amy Grant, she is.
Yeah, and did you have her?
Yes, Christian singer. Good around Yoda's taint.
And some of that, nice J.C. Boone.
Oh, big time. Yoda, spray her, I did.
Hey, go.
Melissa.
Go again, please, Melissa.
In control you are.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby, for the name of Rachel's baby on Friends.
Oh, I didn't watch it.
Oh.
Brad, your chance was to you.
That's not what they named the baby.
Who is Julie?
Julie.
No, you're wrong, you are.
Named it Emma.
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 Oh, good name it is.
Not to mention, you did a very funny bit about that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, the baby Molly bit. Thank you, Leah.
You might want to replay that.
Oh, I laughed not like Yoda.
And listen, I know that Leah was just making a Greg and Acne joke.
Yeah, I'm funny, they are.
I am going to have an announcement about Greg and Acne and how they've lied about their ratings.
Mm.
So anybody in New York might want to stay tuned for that in the next break.
Fibbing they do.
Happy to hear that.
I will share the force with them.
Hi to Leah.
Yes.
Hi, honey.
Leah.
Hi.
Love your show, babe.
Thank you very much, honey.
Melissa, go again, please.
Is Oh Baby closed out?
Yeah, that's it. Only
okay,
three.
Newsmakers, please.
Newsmakers. Here you go. This dumbass former vice president says The Osbournes is a good show.
Al Gore.
No, that was not in the form of a question.
Brad Hollowbush, still you have.
Who's Dan Quayle?
There you go. You're on the board.
A dollar you possess. Now you must select again. You will.
Newsmakers for two.
Newsmakers for two. This walking, yeasty, wet spot quit her TV show this week.
Who is Rosie O'Donnell?
Right.
Oh, $2 you have. Smells she does.
And here we go for three. Oh, you get this one. She was busted with 11 joints in her lipstick case in an airport.
Who is Cher?
Melissa, a steal chance you have.
Who is Bush? The Bush.
No,
Yoda. Right now it's Dionne Warwick.
Yes, walk on by, she does. Do you know the way to San Jose?
My bad.
Good song it is.
Hey, Yoda, can you fly?
Fly? Ooh, fly I can. Fly I can. Spray poop.
Better when it doesn't.
Fly, U.S. order to fly.
I don't want you to fly. Now.
Fly,
Roger. Sit down.
Sit down. All over the studio now.
Yoda. Yoda's coming all the way over here. Oh, my God. It's a big piece. He's spraying number two all over the place.
Oh, poop I do. Oh. Like a bird I do. Seagull poop I do. Man, Yoda does. Ah, ooh, butt is tired, arms are tired.
Who is in control?
Carrot's all I need.
Brad.
Brad is in control.
Brad.
States and capitals for one.
All right, my friend, it's the capital of the great state of Wisconsin.
What is Racine?
Marissa, right. Steal you will.
Of course, Racine, Wisconsin.
They moved it.
Oh, I don't know.
Come they are. Come they are.
Ah, it's Mad City, and we're on there 100X FM, Madison, Wisconsin.
Brad, in control you are.
States and capitals for two.
Wyoming.
What is Laramie?
Marissa,
I went to public school.
Public school, no excuse it is.
Cheyenne.
Ooh, Duffy's. Duffy's. Brad, in control you are.
States and capitals for three.
South Carolina.
Racist it is. Melissa, you chance. Ah, yes, vacation home, yes. Melissa, your chance to steal.
What is Charleston?
Charleston, no. No, it's Columbia.
Columbia it is. And Brad, you are in control. Select again, you will.
Gay or not for one.
Gay or not.
Ooh, you're done both ways.
Fag or not.
Fag.
From your New York Mets, Mike Piazza.
What is not?
According to him, yes.
$1 you have. Go again, Brad.
Gay or not for two.
Nathan Lane.
What is gay?
What, you had to stop and think about that for a second?
Oh, challenge they are. Yes, $2. Select again, Mr. Brad.
Gay or not for three.
Tom Cruise.
What is not?
Melissa, your chance to
What is gay?
Ooh, scoop you have.
Hey, that was scoop, please. It's the worst kept secret of Hollywood.
$4 for Melissa.
He's gayer than you are.
In control he you are for not. Last category.
Leah, he is too gay.
He is not.
You just stand up for him because he's a Scientologist.
Ooh, Scientologist.
I'll stand up for anybody.
Yoda is a Scientologist.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. Really? Yes, sir. Spaceship I will ride.
Come on, you know Tom Q.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Ooh, fight
no,
you
he
will.
Doesn't.
You two like brothers and sisters, you are. Constant bicker, you do.
Who's in control here?
Melissa, she is.
Melissa.
DVD, please.
All right, new on Divid. Here we go.
Last category it is.
It is, Yoda.
Ooh, bueno.
New on Divid. For one, based on popular children's books.
Who is Harry Potter?
I need
nine.
I need more, darling.
Nine.
It is Harry Potter's Sorcerer's Stone.
Darling, it's too late.
Your chance to steal, Brad.
What is Harry Potter's Sorcerer's Stone?
No.
Ooh, arrivederci.
It's not Harry Potter's Sorcerer's Stone.
Well, hey, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
That's it, Yoda.
Round glassed fag.
Okay.
Melissa, in control. Si, bueno. Yo tango.
Go again, Melissa.
DVD, please.
Okay, for two. Stars Chris Kattan.
Oh, what is Silverado?
Brad, your chance to steal.
What is Silverado?
He misunderstood her. She had it. It's Corky Romano.
But I had Corky Romano.
I know, but you got Buzz, darling.
Lame contestants they are.
No, she's all right. She's coming around. She's
I would have enjoyed it more.
Do not dispute Yoda. Yoda.
Don't get mad, Yoda.
Yoda.
Yoda, man, it kind of sounds like Charlie Grunham voice.
Yeah. Yoda is losing his voice.
At least Yoda doesn't sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, muchas gracias, Melissa. Right. You're in control.
All right, last question on the big board. Here we go. New on Divid for three. Stars Method Man.
What is...
Brad, in control you are.
I don't know.
I don't either.
Guys, How high? What is how high?
How high? And that is the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy. It is.
And of it is what's new with this weekend on...
what's
on
new and hot? I'm over here in my office.
Brad and Melissa, they're both going to the final round, right?
They are both, yes. Yes, I cannot say that, can I?
You have to say you J-O, you will.
Censorship it is.
Final Low Budget Jeopardy, we physically force you both to bet it all. And here you go. Star Wars... Mania.
Ooh.
And you're going to have a multiple choice here from January through the opening weekend of Star Wars Attack of the Clones. This is the number of hits to the website StarWars.com.
Hits? Ooh, you're the one asking.
You know. No. It's like when you click on a website.
Oh, boo.
You ever go to porno websites?
Lick the stamp.
You ever go to scatlover.com?
Yes, sir.
Multiple choice here. The number of web hits from January until the movie opened 5 months later. Mm. It's either 11 million, 17 million, 23 million, or 38 million hits. Is it 11? 17, 23, 38. Answer in the form of a question. And good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive a can of Jedi lube. Hard to penetrate, it is, no? Lube your trick, you will. Maximum sensitivity it has.
Oh, God.
Tastes like raspberries, it does. In the Duke it goes. Spermicide it has. Jedi lube. Good for you to... Warning.
What?
Does not prevent STDs. Now back to final. A bunch of Jeopardy, no? And it's the big
thank you,
Yoda.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me. It's time for Don and Mike to play low-budget Jeopardy.
Not prevent STDs, but great on toast.
Great on toast. Tasty it is. Yes, it can penetrate.
I want to talk to Brad first, right?
Yeah, no, you want to go to low man. Melissa first.
Oh, Melissa, I'm sorry about that. You really use women. Let's see, Melissa, the Star Wars Mania, number of hits at thestarwars.com from January through May. It's either 11 million, 17 million, 23 million, or 38 million.
I'm going to say, what is 23 million?
That's...
Not zero, right, you honey. Have. Stick around, prize you will get.
Not right, honey. Okay, Brad, here you go. You're the big wiener if you have the right answer.
What is 38 million?
Well, listen, first, not only are you changing your answer...
That's the answer I gave.
No, the answer on the screen says 23 million.
No, I said 38 million.
No, you know what? I take it back.
Is he a winner?
No, he's still a loser.
Oh, well.
The answer is 11 million.
Cruel you are. Oh,
suspense.
The answer is 11 million. Brad, my apologies. I was reading the computer screen wrong.
That's okay.
But it doesn't matter because...
Unforgiving he is.
We're both losers.
I'm a DA anyway.
You're both losers, that's right. It's the Titan game. Alan and Kendla, we give away no money. Don't go away mad. Just go away. And here now with your gifts. They're very horny, very smelly.
Yoda speaking his real voice.
Yes, Yoda.
The kind that is not in the movie, no?
Oh. Yes, go ahead.
All right. Both of you have won a Harry Potter prize pack.
Oh, joy.
Head to your local Blockbuster beginning Tuesday, May 28th, all right?
Okay.
To rent or purchase a copy of Harry Potter.
So this is your real voice?
Yeah, Don. The Sorcerer's Stone on VHS or DVD. It's a great movie. I think you'll like it.
Something tells me Mike, the actual Mike, might be losing his voice.
If you rent, it's guaranteed to be there. If you purchase, Blockbuster is offering a low price guarantee. Terrific stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, my friend Sid Yoda.
Listen, now, you've won a DVD copy of Sex in the City. That's it, a complete third season. I love this show. Now available on DVD, come Sex in the City, complete third season. It'll knock you out. I hope you have a great Memorial Day weekend. Drive carefully.
Thank you, Brad.
Thank you both.
Thank you, Brad. Thank you, Melissa and Will. Sid Yoda, as always, it's great having you on the show, Sidney.
You don't need to see the movie this weekend. I get paid anyway.
Right.
I really do, Doc.
Oh, you really do?
I do. It's not important for you to go see it. It doesn't matter to me at all.
Now, do you really...
Knock your socks off.
Now, do you get...
Go to a barbecue.
Do you really get paid in bugs and insects?
Yeah, well, that's what I eat. That's the food that I eat. I like it. It's not real Hollywood, but I like it. Hi, Joe. I go to church every Sunday.
I always remember and never forget. Look, sure you don't go Saturday? I always remember.
You caught me. Yeah, I go to temple.
Yeah, you're a Jew, right?
I am Jeowish.
I always remember and never forget that Love Into Jeopardy is a production of
Barnard Incorporated and is distributed in King World. I'll see you at temple. Bye.
Sydney. You know, he broke out of his Yoda speak at the end.
A little, yeah.
I don't understand that.
Sid Yoda. There he is, everybody.
Fascinating.
Okay. thank you, Yoda.
Yoda.
Thank you, Yoda.
Yoda.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I think Sox had something to do with that decision.
It's not funny.
I beg your pardon?
What word do you have trouble with? You understand not? That's comfortable for you?
Yeah.
And funny, you've heard of that?
Yeah.
This doesn't work. You see, I think Sox had something to do with that decision. See, now I'm laughing.
Well, laugh loud so you can cover for the rest of us.
Hey, you like your job?
No.
Well, watch it. Let me go.
Oh, may I? Thank you. Come on, sir.
Watch your asshole.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK. And from New York City on WNEW. 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Jesus, you're not laying in your own puke, are you?
Yeah.
Until God needs a disc jockey, they will be here for ye. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And Leah Remini.
Hi,
baby.
Yes. Hi, honey.
Hi, Toots. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Oh, hi. You're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Why don't you guys, like, start repeating some of your bits, you know? Have, like, the repeat show.
Oh, you mean
you know, like O&A do, you know, like the barrel. Who cares?
Right,
you know, at
I
least
know.
You guys come up with new stuff all the time. You don't repeat your Nude Olympics, which was excellent, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's, never mind, but you're right. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Very nice.
Hi, I just wanted to add my voice to the O&A haters.
Well, seemed to be kind of a theme this afternoon.
Well, you know, when they first came on, it was like, give them a chance. Maybe they're funny. You know, I've been listening since they started, and I still don't get it, and now I just don't listen anymore.
All right, thank you. Thank you for your call. I want to take phone calls, but I don't want every phone call to be about goddamn Greg and Acne. But I did want to mention, we do have a... Rob, I think we need a timpani for this.
Oh, you got it?
We do have a major Greg and Anthony announcement.
Ah, very good.
Big news?
Well, I think it's big news.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's real big news that I finally got a copy of the actual Arbitron rating book.
The Arbotron.
Yes, the Arbotron, the book that they hide from us.
Mm-hmm. What was the last one, the winter book?
Yes, the winter book.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And in that book, I believe Opie and Anthony said that they were number one in all male demographics. And if we go back to the tape of me calling them yesterday, I believe they said they were number one in men 18 plus.
And then they hung up on you and started giggling.
Well, the truth is, and I'm here looking at the actual Arbotron ratings for January, February, March, which is winter 2000, the last ratings period.
Yes.
New York, how does it feel to have been lied to? I almost said that like D's.
Yes, lied to.
How does it feel to have been lied to?
If you could lie to your audience, would you?
When in fact, in the last ratings period, the number one show in New York with men aged 18 plus was Light 106.7.
Oh!
With a 5.7 share.
There you go. So even
coming in very close.
Yes.
At number two is Greg and Anthony.
Oh, I
Greg
see.
And Acne.
Very good.
With a 5.4.
I see.
It would just be the slight difference between number one and number two.
So when you go around saying number one, you're not telling the truth.
Yeah. But when you say,
yes, is it a technicality? Yes, but the truth is the truth.
No, when you say you're number one in all male demographics, and when I'm on the phone with you yesterday, you dumbasses, you start screaming, and I say, what categories?
Mm-hmm.
And you say men 18 plus, and then I get the Arbitron book. the Arbotron ratings, and it shows you're number two.
Mm.
And listen to the trend. Listen to how they've performed over the last year.
Okay.
Or I actually have the 1, 2, 3, 4, the last 4 or 5. They've gone. They had a 7-8.
Mm-hmm.
They were number one. Mm-hmm. This is now in New York City, men 18 plus.
Right.
They were number one last summer with a 7.8. Then that went down to a 6.7. Then that went down to a 6.6.
Mm-hmm.
Then that went down to a 6.5. Then that went down to a 6.3. Then that went down to a 6.2. In the last book, that went down to a 5.4.
Ooh.
So if we're counting, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 down numbers in a row. That seems to be the start of a trend.
A little pattern there. Yeah, there would be a pattern.
And I'm not talking about one of the isolated months. I'm not talking about one of the armor trends that's half of one book and half another book. This was the last ratings quarterly.
Mm-hmm.
The book.
Okay. Official rating.
The winter book. January, February, March. Opie and Anthony are not number one in men 18 plus. They're beaten by this. Congratulations to WLTW 106.7 FM. In the last Arbitron ratings period in New York City, more men 18 plus listened to this than to Greg and Acne. The friggin' liars.
Leah seems to be digging this, though. I know.
And oh, so far away.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you said that. Very good.
A lot of people do.
Yeah.
Terrific.
I finally got a chance to look through and see the actual, you know, this is the kind of stuff that they try to hide from me.
Yeah, they don't want you to see that.
The actual ratings.
Right.
So, Greg and Acne, all those times that you've talked about the winter book and said that you've been number one in all male demographics, you lied. And in the last full ratings book, among persons 25 to 54, they're in fifth place with a 4.2.
Mm-hmm.
That's down. Here's the trend. 60-51-51-49-46-45-42.
Same trend.
Uh-huh. How about, it would be men and women 18 to 34. Number six with a 6.4. But New York doesn't like them. Because just a year ago, they were number two with an 8.3.
Good rating there.
The rating that goes 8.3 to 8.5.
Mm-hmm.
And then it starts 7.4, 7.0, 6.8, 6.4.
Oh, dear.
It's
so sad.
You know what? I got a lot of emails about this, too, yesterday, this morning. And a lot of people, it's not just like, you know, yeah, we hate Opie and Anthony. It wasn't a lot of that. It was like, they're okay, but they feel they did the wrong thing. Yeah. You know, a lot of people were saying that. Oh, that they just did the wrong thing. They shouldn't be doing what they're doing.
Well, what they're doing really in radio circles is they're playing God. And they're trying to be more powerful than they are. And they're trying to say that they're better than they are. And when it comes to our business, we're measured by only one thing. Arbotron. That's how you do it. And when you start
stretching
the truth.
But again, that wasn't even your point yesterday. Your point was just stop talking about us.
No. But now
you know what I mean? Like, okay, you don't like us.
Now
stop talking about us. And then they launched this attack. Like, it's just crazy.
And now it's escalated. Now we have to expose them as the liars that they are.
And way back when, as we mentioned yesterday on the show, we were going to be team players, don't have to like them, don't have to do it, but that's all done. I mean, it's been going on for so long, and because of management, it was never going to happen, so this is why we started the whole thing, and that's why, you know, Don's done some research.
Hey, listen, I totally have missed my opportunity here, playing Karen Carpenter. Hold on, Leah, hold on.
Oh, my God. Stop. Don't make me gag. I'm serious. That is the worst. I mean, I'm serious.
Is that the worst sound effect? That is
I really
the worst.
I cannot be around any kind of throw-up.
No, now you know you've said the
I'm
magic
so,
word.
My mother, she gets these migraine headaches.
Oh, come on. You never heard us do this before?
No.
I can't listen to my... I'll gag. I'll make me throw up.
Leah, then let me be the first one to warn you.
And I have oatmeal in front of me. Stop!
Don is playing another Karen Carpenter song.
That's one of my favorite bits.
Oh, dear.
I'm pretty good at this. Here we go.
Talking to myself and feeling old.
Stop! Stop!
I think I hear Leah running out of the room.
You there, Leah?
Did she leave the room, Nicole?
Seriously, Leah? Are you? Please, I just pulled the headphones.
Okay, all
right.
Come on. Have a heart attack.
Hey, Leah.
Oh, my God.
Leah, you feeling down? Are you walking around like some lonely clown?
They're off. I can't even hear it. I'm just going to talk.
Memorial Day, darling.
Happy Memorial Day.
I swear again, my heart is beating like I'm a fool.
Have you... Have you eaten your oatmeal?
She's trying.
She's trying. I'm having an ice cream headache. I'm laughing so hard. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Karen Carpenter.
Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel is coming.
They don't make a Campbell for that.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
That is the worst sound of it.
We got the big saxophone solo coming up,
right?
Saxophone!
It's not a solo.
Just hear Leah talking to Nicole. I'm gonna die.
Are you there, Leah?
Leah, you're still with us?
What?
Yeah. Leah?
Leah Remini?
What'd she say?
I swear to God, I cannot be around throw up.
You're not around throw up.
I can hear it though.
It's the illusion of throw up, you say.
No, I don't hear anything.
Seriously.
Honey,
when my mother gets a migraine and she vomits. And I cannot be around it or I will throw up.
It's interference, Leah.
Don't you have that problem too, Don, when you're around throw up?
Uh-huh.
You're just reenacting.
Doing the morning again. This is the music that's beating up the anthem.
Don't. Here's the big finish.
Don't even play like that.
Big finish right now. Staggering to the ball,
Karen Carpenter.
Bravo!
Nice.
Bravo!
I'm not a very talented man, but when it comes to that, I'm an artist.
Yes, you are.
You are witty.
Freaking Picasso.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, listen, New York, the whole Carpenter's thing was because, you know, they lied to
right.
you.
Right, we said that.
They lied to you.
Wow.
That Light 106 actually is number one in men 18 plus in the Ron rating.
And I hope everybody enjoyed the Karen Carpenter mix.
Yeah, absolutely. You got it. Was it some guy who's sick of the radio war? Well, tough. Jason.
Hey. Hey, listen, guys. First of all, Leah, you're hot. I mean, good God. Okay.
Thank you.
Second of all, look, guys, I've been listening more than half my life. I remember Maurice on sports. I can go back as far as you guys at Weva.
Great.
I love you guys, right?
Thank you.
But look, man.
What?
But what?
They're funny. They are. And I like them. And it's really tough. I mean,
more power to you. We hate them.
Okay, that's great. But, you know, don't put some of your fans in the position of having to choose. Because
no, I am.
Oh, absolutely. I am perfectly confident in that.
Go ahead. Bye-bye. See you later. If you don't, you like them, see ya. Bye.
Well, I mean,
at least someone's listening to 106.7 in Afternoon Drive. I'm glad to know it's you.
Well, I mean, there's quite a few people I know that are fans, too.
They're good.
And that's not taking anything away from you.
Great. Then goodbye. See you.
Well, I mean, you're going to have to put a lot of people in that position.
I guarantee there's a lot more people in the other position. May I ask a bit about you?
Sure.
For instance, your age?
26.
Uh-huh. And what do you do for a living?
I'm a PR guy.
A PR guy.
Yeah, give us more detail there, because I smell a rat.
I'm a PR guy. I
smell a rat.
A PR guy for who?
I'd rather not say.
I'm just trying to get some background.
Now, why is that? Why are people, that when they call in, they don't want to say?
Because he might have a connection here.
I'm
learning.
One of them old plant callers.
Absolutely.
Get Gregor Acne to get someone to say, hey, I'm from D.C. and I've been listening to you guys for 15 years. I have to choose between one or the other. And then when I ask a little bit about his demographics so I can get a picture of him.
I'm 26. I'm a college graduate.
It's a little defensive there.
When I ask for a simple fact about him to find out something about so I can draw a comparison between the average Opie and Anthony listener and the average Don and Mike listener,
I think you're in the same demo, though.
Absolutely not.
And here's the deal.
Why not?
Let me tell you right now.
For somebody in marketing, you should certainly understand that.
And you think you're savvy.
You're the same demo.
No, you think you're savvy and you have an agenda. How dumb.
What's my agenda?
I'm telling you guys, I've been a fan for a long time, and
I'm disappointed.
Hold on. What are you disappointed about?
I'm disappointed that because of what's transpiring in New York, that you may, and I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but you may put the management at WJFK in a position to hold them over a fire and say, listen, get rid of these guys.
Yeah, and then they'll be on HFS, and you'll be able to listen to them. That's not fair. Oh, you know what that...
But what do you think about the vast majority of people in Washington that would love that to happen? Many more people than obviously feel the way you do.
Well, I mean...
I don't...
I don't have the Arbitrons in front of me, and I know you'll be glad to read
it. Why aren't you answering my question?
I know a lot of guys that right now...
Well, then, you know what? They better be filling out their Arbitrons, because right now it's not happening for Opie and Anthony.
I mean, we're giving you facts.
That's fair. I'm not going to dispute that, of course. All I'm telling you is a guy that's found your humor, you know...
And I'm telling you, as someone, and now listen to me, dumbass, please just shut up and listen to someone who knows what they're talking about. You said you're in marketing. If you're in marketing, you certainly understand demographics. Let me explain to you the demographics of the Don and Mike show and the demographics of the Greg and Acne show.
Okay.
The demographics of the Don and Mike show are adults, men and women, aged 25 to 54.
That would be a category you just arrived in, obviously.
Somebody who would work in marketing would probably recognize that as what's referred to in the business as the money demo. The Greg and Acne show appeals to a younger audience, 18 to 24-year-olds, men specifically, a much smaller group, a much more group that does not spend, that does not make the big purchases. That is why on our show you hear, for instance, commercials for sponsors like Mobile, a gas company. That's why you hear Blockbuster Video. That's why you hear Circuit City. That's why you hear Subaru. That's why you hear Mercedes. That's why you hear Cadillac. And when you listen to Greg and Acne show, you hear commercials for Stacker 2. And you hear commercials for penis pills. When you listen to our show, you hear real commercials for real sponsors.
I understand you correct, Don. You're now taking the road that you're now a highbrow show. Is that correct?
No, not high.
Can I tell you something? You come in here with this whole BS about the fact that you're a big fan of ours when you have an Opie and Anthony agenda, and it is so goddamn transparent.
And I'm not coming off as...
And you know what? You've called before, and
yes,
I
Yeah,
before.
And
the last time was like a year ago.
No, you've called to bust balls before.
I'm not coming off.
Before. The only time I've called is called by Ken Beatrice stuff.
Shut up. Listen, I'm not saying that we are better.
Because, I mean, honestly,
I'm telling you the truth, that advertisers crave adults 25 to 54.
Hey,
and it amazes me that we list the commercials that we have better advertisers, that we are in the money demographic, and then you say, does this mean you're more highbrow? No, we're just more marketable.
Well, that's surely what it is.
You know what it is?
I mean, how can you interpret that as highbrow? You don't have to know what it is. Your act together.
Mike and I, and you know what else? I'll tell you something else. Mike and I aren't on any of the lists. Opie and Anthony are on the lists. Okay? The lists of shows that people won't advertise with.
There are such lists. I can remember a time that when you were fighting to get McDonald's.
And that was the only one. That was the only one in our history.
And that's in Washington. And you know McDonald's buys this show in Philadelphia, buys this show in New York, buys this show in Sacramento.
You've built that. Okay, so what's this not to say that they won't? And by the way,
if they're
24, those people in a few years will be in the money demo. So, I mean...
You're so stupid. Listen, I just want to tell you, here's the bottom line. On the Don and Mike show... Mm-hmm. Our average sponsor is Best Buy, Circuit City, Budweiser, Cadillac, Mercedes-Benz.
Well, that's great.
Porsche. The average advertiser on Opie Anthony's show. Enough there. I believe my lesson in marketing is over for the day. Good day to you, ass.
He said good day.
And that's an agenda call. For God's sake, how stupid do you think we are when you're calling, hey, been a fan for a long time. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just the pure agenda. And I've heard that guy before. I recognize him. It wasn't a year ago.
All right, let's take one more call. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Joe from Philly.
Hi, Joe.
Who's this?
This is Don and Mike. Who's this?
So, I just want to call about this whole Opie and Anthony thing. I think you guys are terrible. I don't think anything you say is funny. Everything you say about all you did all day so far was mock Opie and Anthony.
Well, listen, first off,
what did they do yesterday on their show, sir?
Oh, they didn't mock you at all.
No, not one little bit, you dumbass.
I didn't hear any mocking.
Well, oh my God.
You must not have done much listening. But I do want to thank you today for listening to our whole show.
I did listen to it.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, you're not hanging up on me or anything, are you?
No, I'm not hanging up on you. As a matter of fact,
I'd like to know what's her name?
Leah Remini.
What does she do on your show?
Well, you could talk to me. I'm right here, babe.
Oh, I didn't know because I haven't heard from you in the past
hour. Oh, okay.
And as far as all this stuff about Noor and you guys calling them out to fight and.
Let me just say that you are a beautiful example of the typical. We've had two great examples now in a row of your typical Greg and Acne listener.
Have you tried the penis cream?
Penis creams that are advertised on Greg and Acne's show because they can't get any real advertisers.
What do you care about the real advertisers? I'm talking about who's funny and who's not. My grandmother probably
was
nice, funny.
Right,
probably.
Thanks.
I don't know anybody else.
Thanks. But,
his grandma is funny.
Let me tell you something.
You know, your grandma is funny, especially when she's naked.
She's not funny when she's naked. She's sexy when she's naked.
She's dead sexy when she's naked.
Well, if that's what you're into, more power.
I am.
Well, thank you. You don't have anything to do with it.
Older lady.
She came over on her own.
The point is that I think you were calling.
And I guarantee he's not 10 inches.
If I'm not mistaken, this idiot is calling. He's just going to keep screaming in the background. This idiot is calling simply because he thinks that we're not going to take his call.
Exactly.
Yeah, and we're taking his call.
Uh-huh.
We're taking the call, but you're a dummy.
Okay, so what's his point? Just that you're not funny?
He doesn't know. Well, I tell you, he's 10 inches just as much as he's got an IQ of 140.
That's his point.
Right.
Okay. Well, let me just say the war is on.
Absolutely.
The war is on. Bring it on, boys.
Bring it on.
Because now that I've talked about the advertisers not liking Opie and Anthony, I've brought down the final curtain.
Yay!
Yes!
Yay!
Guess what? There is a list. There is a list of radio shows that major corporations won't advertise on.
Mm-hmm.
Opie and Anthony are on that list.
Hmm. And I'm sure the angle will be, oh, we don't care, we don't care.
Yeah, right. You don't care all the way to the bank. Keep selling your jizz cream. I'll keep selling Blockbuster Video.
Very good.
Nice 15-year sponsor of the Don and Mike Show.
Solid.
Blockbuster Video. Beautiful people they are.
In a world only a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Rock solid market wise.
Buzz, what is the new on your highbrow news today?
Today, the Pope scolds celebrity babes and they scold back.
All right. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comment.
News and comment coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. You're listening to them right now. Don and Mike.
All right, and Lila is here too, and have a great holiday, everybody.
All right.
We'll be off Monday. We won't be hiding.
No.
Scheduled day off Monday.
Yeah.
Be back on Tuesday.
It's a holiday.
Yeah, let it continue. Big, powerful balls with holes in them. Tuesday night, 7 o'clock at the Centerville AMF on Lee Highway.
Wonderful.
You're fighting Don and Mike Show Gunner Ball. Stay gone, the Blue Ball Boys. Wowie. Wow. 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 Wow.
Producers?
Dig it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that ad written by our producers.
Rob, could you perhaps deliver that line the way it is supposed to be delivered?
Yes, please. Wow. All right, sorry, I didn't. Yeah.
Your voice.
With my voice.
Your voice, you can't do that.
But when I said wowie, wow, 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 dig it.
Wowie, wow, 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 wow.
I thought that worked.
Wow.
Right.
Dig it.
And if I was reading it, it would read something like this.
Like what?
Here we go.
Wow.
Which is enough.
Wow.
Which reminds me that, again, that's the greatest radio promotion in history that was invented by Greg and Acme.
Sure, absolutely.
Let's remember that.
Yeah, nobody forget that.
Let's go to Buzz now. You know, the phone lines are jammed, and I apologize if you're on hold. You know, we should just hang up on all these people.
Mm-hmm.
Because
we know you mean well.
Yeah, we know that you want to help, but I really want to hear some news with Buzz. Do you mind?
Boys.
Yes.
This is Opie.
Hi, Opie.
I wish you would stop, and that's not acne. It's a little bit of syphilis, but I hear it's going to clear up soon.
All right, listen. I know you want to stand up for us, right? Here's another caller. Hello.
Hello.
You're on our side, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. We appreciate it. We got to move along.
Thank you.
Hello, are you another guy who just wants to chime in? You're on our side, right?
Hello?
Are you on our side?
Oh, I am definitely on your side.
And thank you.
Mike, you know who I am. This is Shane, the dancing angry bodyguard.
Oh, Shane, the angry bodyguard. Very nice,
you
Shane.
You saw me at the Shark Club Saturday night.
Absolutely. You're a very nice man.
Yeah, but these guys...
Thank you for keeping those throngs of people away from me.
What, all Saturday. Eight or nine of them?
All eight or nine of them, yeah.
All eight or nine of them, yeah. These guys, I'd say O and A, I've listened to them. They ain't got jack...
Okay, all right.
We got the idea.
Everybody's calling. We appreciate it. Let's go right to Buzz with some news. Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. I want to let you know I'm watching Channel 5 in Los Angeles right now, and they've got some overhead shots of an apartment building that there's a major fire underway now. And we only mentioned this because of the warnings earlier this week about apartment buildings, but we know nothing else about what's going on. I'll let you know as soon as we find something out. I want to begin the prepared newscast here by asking Leah a question. Leah, are you wearing, by any chance, a crucifix, or do you ever wear like as a piece of jewelry,
yes,
a crucifix?
Yes.
The Pope. Yes. The Pope has a message
Buzz,
for you.
Hold on.
Oh, okay. We're going to think about that. That's just because Leah said
hurry
she was
up.
Wearing it. Your crucifix.
Hurry up.
All right, I'm done.
Roman. Okay. Pope John Paul.
That was too long.
Pope John Paul was unhappy with the likes of J-Lo, Jennifer Aniston, and Catherine Zeta-Jones. The Vatican has issued an article slamming celebrities for wearing jewel-encrusted crosses. The article says the crucifix is sacred and that stars are turning it into the fashion mania of the moment.
Oh, boy.
A spokeswoman for Cher responded.
We have the info. His Holiness John Paul on the line,
on the line here. Your Holiness.
Hey, Your Holiness, what's all this I hear about crucifixes? How come you don't like that?
It's the,
the cell phone doesn't work.
I can't do this on the cell phone.
It doesn't work as well. You gotta come on the microphone, Your Holiness.
Yeah.
Come
right now.
Here he is, by satellite
just
now.
Just a second. No, give me a minute.
At Tiffany's won a single cross sells for up to $20,000. The Vatican points out that people around the world are dying of hunger. I'll have a celebrity response for you in just a moment.
But you can have Bella Black.
We can't seem to get through to His Holiness.
Never mind.
Never mind. Here's a celebrity response.
What's the celebrity response?
A spokeswoman for Cher responded by saying, why don't you tell the Pope to clean up his own house?
Yeah.
Hey,
Pope. Cher says, clean up your own house.
I'd like to clean up her house.
Have you met Leah Remini, Your Holiness?
Hey, Toots.
Hi.
It's me, the Pope.
Hi.
May I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
What are you wearing?
Hurry up.
That's the same.
I am just in
I am wearing some running shoes.
Oh. This is not Don doing this. This is the Pope.
Some drawstring pants.
Oh.
This is taking too long.
Well, it's going to take him a lot longer. He's kind of old.
Man.
Probably take him through Tuesday.
T-shirt.
I am just a man, flesh and bone.
Just a man.
My hair is in a ponytail.
Yes. Oh, my.
And no makeup. Oh, my.
Sweet.
This is taking too long.
Release.
Oh, he's done.
Sorry. This is taking too long.
He's not a young man.
I hit the
top. Yeah, I understand that, but I really have no patience.
I hit the top of my Pope hat.
How was it for you, Your Holiness?
Dusty.
Yes. A cloud of dust.
Very dusty.
High as silver. Yesterday, the Archbishop of Milwaukee's Roman Catholic Church was asking the Vatican to please hurry in accepting his resignation. Today, the Vatican made it so. ABC News reported that Archbishop Remert Weakland paid a man $450,000. Essentially, the man says he was date raped when he went to Weakland 20 years ago to ask about entering the priesthood.
Oh, my God.
Now, Weakland denies the date rape charge, but admits he did make that $450,000 payment.
Hey, everybody, this is Archbishop with you. Hey, good afternoon. I got a strip of shot right now. Archdiocese in Mex. Have a good one.
The Archbishop Show.
Oh, man.
Okay. Washington, D.C. police say they're inclined to question Gary Condit for a fifth time about the Chandra Levy case.
Do you think, Buzz?
Yeah, he'll have a good weekend. First, they have to find him. The 54-year-old California Democratic congressman who admits having an affair with Levy was nowhere to be found yesterday, never showed up for work. Police say they still have questions about his alibi for the day of her disappearance. He says he went to the White House that day, met with his staff, and then met his wife for dinner. Police say whoever killed Chandra may have tied her up first. They also plan to question a man convicted of attacking a couple of joggers in the park where Chandra's remains were found.
That was Deezish. May have tied her up,
If you could tie somebody up, would you? Sometimes drama is the way to go. A Philadelphia Eagles playbook has been stolen. It was taken from the car owned by former Washington Redskins linebacker Sean Barber.
Sean Barber.
Yesterday, Barber told Philadelphia police his 2002 Cadillac was ransacked between midnight and 6 a.m. He says the thieves took his briefcase, which contained cash, jewelry, and the playbook.
How come these dumb athletes always carry jewelry
and cash.
I mean, the playbook in their car. I understand if you got the playbook in your briefcase. You're a football player,
right?
For the Eagles, and it's your Bible.
You never know, Don. I can answer that question. You never know when you're going to be invited for an evening out.
I guess so, Mike.
That's why I carry all my jewelry in a briefcase. Well, maybe this has something to do with it. Several Eagles players have been burgled in the past few days at the Residence Inn near Philadelphia's airport. Even though that's their hometown, they stay at the airport in off-season training.
Burgle me. Yeah, it's the whole dumb NFL thing that... It's a homo thing, really, that you got to get all the guys together. That they can't go home to their wives and girlfriends at night, that they have to shack up together in order to build camaraderie.
And some of the real homos carry their jewelry in an even more special way. Police say they'll have no questions for whomever returns the playbook.
Let me see if I got the combination here. Right. There you go.
Oh, look at that. There's my Super Bowl ring.
Buzz, hold on.
All right.
Hold on. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Two screaming semen demons.
Howdy.
Don and Mike.
Actually, Mike's dead. Mike's passed away.
He will be missed.
What's next, Buzz?
The new National Enquirer has pictures of the Columbine boys' bloody bodies.
Hey.
There are photos of the late Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, who supposedly masterminded the armed assault on that high school in Colorado 3 years ago.
Leah?
Yes, darling.
Will you send flowers to Mike O'Mara's gravesite?
Will you?
Will you?
Could you?
Could you?
Yes.
Thank you.
Investigators have been saying the boys committed suicide, but the Inquirer says these pictures raise questions about the investigation. It says the pictures prove that Harris shot Klebold before killing himself. And that raises the question, if investigators got that wrong, what other mistakes might have been made?
Leah?
Yeah?
If you could deliver a eulogy, would you?
Yes.
Sheriff's officials tried to get the paper not to publish the pictures, which do not include pictures of any of the victims of the Columbine massacre.
I don't want to alarm our listeners. Let me tell you now.
Yes, please.
We are doing a radio bit. Mm-hmm. Mike has actually left for his Memorial Day weekend plans of avoiding talking about his divorce with his family.
Mm-hmm. Or has he? Has he? Did he flatline? Did he?
He's not dead.
If you could leave one break early,
would you?
Would you?
Would you?
Rob?
Rob, Leah's speaking to you.
Leah's speaking to you.
Rob, Leah's speaking to you.
If you could wear closed-toed shoes, would you?
I don't know. It's almost 90 degrees out there. It feels awfully good to wear my sandals.
Would you, your Birkenstocks?
Put them on. Are they good? Are they?
Greg Hughes, Anthony Cumia, where are you today? Afraid to come to work?
If you could duck the controversy,
would you?
Would you?
Would you?
Would you? If you could lie about your ratings to your New York audience, would you?
Mm. Would you?
Would you? Rick, bees in the morning.
Ooh, bees in the morning, hi.
These hot cash.
Fees, sleaze.
And now back to BB.
Another sad note, I'm sorry. Mad Magazine looking at the lighter side of death today. Another beloved artist from the magazine has
Which
passed.
Which one? Let me guess.
It's just tell you. Let me guess.
Okay?
Okay.
Is it Al Jaffe?
No.
Dick Berg.
Dave Berg.
Oh, that's too bad.
He wrote the lighter side of strip. He started at Mad as a freelancer in 1956.
Yeah. Oh, you know what pissed me off about that guy, Buzz?
What?
Is that as time went on,
uh-huh.
I guess as he got lazier,
yeah.
The pictures got bigger.
Yeah.
Meaning, you know what I mean?
You don't have to draw as many.
You see, Leah, I read Mad Magazine. Buzz buys me a subscription every year for Christmas. I love it. And there's this thing, The Lighter Side, and it's like a comic strip.
Right.
And it used to be on a page. You'd get five or six of them on a page. And now he draws them bigger.
Well.
And you only get three or four.
I won't be drawing any now.
If you could draw yourself into the comic strip with a pipe and big black glasses, would you...
Do you remember his character name when he drew himself into the strip?
What was it, Buzz?
Roger Kaputnik. I knew that would make you smile. In sports,
Roger, that's funny to us.
Sacramento visits the Lakers tonight in Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals. And finally...
Hold on, we are going to have to sign off in New York. Have a great, great Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
Could you?
We'll see you Tuesday for the fight. Toodaloo.
Ass.
All right, Buzz.
All right, and finally...
Let's rock on.
If you throw water balloons in school that contain something other than water... You're in trouble.
Oh, hey, I get, okay. I get jokes.
A senior prank went badly at Edmund High School in Ontario, Canada this week.
You're in trouble.
Some seniors were throwing balloons they had filled with animal urine.
Oh, no.
At first,
so you get it, Leah? You're in trouble?
Yes.
Yeah, Leah gets jokes.
This is a highbrow show. At first, the students who were the targets threw food back at the balloon boys. After all, their lunches had been tainted with animal urine.
It's a taint.
And then the lunch bunch tried to run away. That's when school officials tried to stop them. They got hurt. A teacher and a janitor were injured. Quoting an English teacher, "This kind of behavior is not what Edmund Memorial is all about." I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
If you could observe the golden rule, would you?
Would you? Sorry,
we gotta go. Have a great, great, safe three-day weekend. I love you, Frida. I love you, Bart. And we'll be back Tuesday.
With a new
episode. Mike, Godspeed.
Yes.
With your plane flights.
Oh, he hates when you do that.
I pray your plane doesn't crash. He's so mad at me right now.
You know how loud he's yelling the F word right now? Oh, man.
If your plane crashes...
No, stop it!
If your plane crashes, I promise I'll come in Monday.
Ooh, Memorial Day tribute. Would you?
I'll come in at 1.
We all will.
I'll do a half show on Monday. If your plane crashes. Have a great weekend, Leah. We'll see you Tuesday, okay?
Okay, darling.
All right, good day to you, ma'am.
Good day, sir.
Good day to you, Buzz.
Good day to you, sir.
And, Rob, good day. Can you?
Oh, I'll see you at the pool, and I will be.
Okay, right. Right. Oh, here we go. Toodaloo, ass.
Can we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.